Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh,
it's babe. Even better.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. Uh-oh. What everybody trying to be now, I was that.
Yeah.
They could never stop me. That's why I love rap.
Love.
Been living the life, crazy ice.
Crazy.
The baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice.
Uh-huh.
The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds.
Uh-huh.
45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw.
Uh-huh.
Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though.
Uh-huh.
Louis Lopez,
yeah.
Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby.
You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now. You can't stop me. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. You can't stop me, baby. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me.
Yo, I'ma call it confidence, cause I ain't cocky. I just know one thing, they can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or the swap me, it's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jars of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby. That phone call from the doc, we even. You could not stop me, so stop believing. Ringtone rap, this is not the season. Punchline's hard enough to stop your breathing. And the ladies will still pay a lot to see him. I'ma get rich long as I got my freedom. Usually when you get hit, it's for a reason. If you in the hood, better dodge the D's and watch your Q's and be on your P's. And thank y'all all for coming out this evening. Having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me. They still wouldn't be able to stop me.
Everybody, what's going on? I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Debbie Carter with the GQ General Question. We had Bo Bastic in the building, and he tore it up. We played his massive single, Boca Boca. The live showed him mad love. He's doing big things. He's actually performing tonight, and I'm going to fill y'all in. He's going to let us know where it's at and everything. I'm going to fill y'all in to let y'all know where he's performing at. He's doing big things. We also had up-and-coming artist Monterey in the building. He explained to us how he did, you know, a little bit and everything that was going on. He came out, you know, he got into the music thing, and he's doing big things. We played his smashing single, I Love New York, which is also fire. To hear last week's episode, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in DQ Palace. That's DEEQUE Palace, and check out the archive. Tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. But like I said, you know, every segment I play a song of an artist, you know, up-and-coming artist or something like that. Tonight, I'm going to do a little different. Tonight, for every segment, I'm playing one of Biggie joints, may he rest in peace. So that's how we're going to do this tonight for every segment. You know, I'm going to play one of Biggie tracks for every segment. So you're going to hear Biggie queuing on GQ Palace tonight doing it. All right? But back to what I was saying was, tonight we have a spectacular show for y'all. We have my man Silver Fox in the building with the GQ General Question. We also have up-and-coming artist Frontline, who won the Nonstop Media Open Mic Showcase, and they did they thing something serious. All right, we're going to play they smashing single, Watch for the Hook. At the Frontline, we have two of the biggest promoters in the building. My Swagger is Crazy and the Ciroc Boys. They will be giving out tickets to the Swagger Ball when they come on and explain, you know, what it's about, what's the dress code, what else they got going on, and all other projects that they're dealing with. After Swagger and the Ciroc Boys, my special guest appearance, Pioneer Mikey D, will be in the building. All right? So I want y'all to stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Silver Fox and his GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Don't you know? I love you so more than you know. Not a dead show. stay full. Nigga, skip the bowl, cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers. And we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks or flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapted lost. And toast Chris Stahl on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all, ain't too many what? As bad as yours. What? Truly do we keep laughing, y'all. The best of y'all.
Hit makers with acres, road shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers. Gassed off Shaq, country house, tennis courts and horseback. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed, slug past your brain. Reminisce on dames who Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield dogs. Half these rapping cats ain't seen war, couldn't score if they had point game. They lame, speak my name, I make them dash like Dame.
Love the dog.
Right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace, and with me right now, I have Silver Fox. Silver Fox, welcome to the show. Silver, what's going on? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Rich Money?
What's going on, man?
What's up? You hear me clear?
Yeah, I hear you clear like crazy. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I just want to make sure everything was all copacetic. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Silver Fox in the building. Silver Fox,
no
music, you well. You know,
no
Fox
doubt.
TV, everywhere you want to be, you feel me?
For sure. You know, Fox, I want to thank you because it's definitely an honor, you know, to have you on. I also want to let you know because, you know, I appreciate you doing a general question, but you know we got to have you back with that music thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's no doubt, no doubt. I got my tracks and all of that, and it's coming, man. And people can find it, too. They can find it on Reverb Nation. You know, just look for Silver Fox, MT Silver Fox on Reverb Nation, and it's featured there. But, yeah, we got to do that again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, whenever you're ready, I already got you scheduled for the 22nd, 8:15 to 9, if you could do it then.
The 22nd, what, this month? This month, right?
Yeah, this month, 22nd. All not right. This week, the following week, 8:15 to 9.
Yo, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's happening right there. You know, I just wanted to make sure it didn't coincide with that Team Phillies Hip Hop Honors on the 22nd of next month. That's all.
No. The Hip Hop Honors? No. Because I'm.
All right.
I'm definitely going to be in there. We're definitely going to get there.
That's what's
now,
up. Good to see you.
No doubt. Now, let everybody know about Silver Fox. Fill them in on everything about you.
All right. That's what's up. First of all, I've been MCing since, like, you know, 70s and so forth like that. I'm from Grand Projects, which is on 25th Amsterdam. You know what I mean? Big up to all my Grand Houses people. You know what I mean? I started with a group. You best know me from the group Fantasy 3. Which came out in 1983. That's for some of y'all that was still alive, you know what I'm saying? 1983. Classic record called It's Your Rock. And then me and my boy Charlie Rock and Larry D. So it was Silver Fox, Charlie Rock, Larry D, Fantasy 3 on specific records. We made a record called It's Your Rock. And then we made another one called Fighters in the City, which was dedicated to all those biters in the city.
No doubt.
Did another joint called Summer, and we did the Buck Stop here. So those were like four tracks. It was hitting all over the place, good up in New York, WHBI, WPLS, you know what I'm saying, and 92KT, all of that good stuff. And so, you know, I'm with Fantasy 3. We just started in the 80s, went to AC, You know what I mean? Started doing some more music with the all-powerful Jam Master. I work with my man, AJ Watt, in AJ's House of Hits. Big up to Big AJ. You know what I mean? My man made some good music with me. We're going to preview that for next time.
No doubt.
So, yeah, I moved out to California. You know what I mean? It's nice out there. Sunny trees, all that good stuff.
And, all right.
Was getting it in on reinvention of self, which is something that I want to touch upon as far as the topic. So I created a clothing line and so forth that I'm trying to get across, and doing new music and finding new artists, such as my man Jathan the Mac, which is, you know, he's a bomb. My man AK up in Tennessee, my man Marifa B. Sock Eastman, along with Johnny Prescott, which is Soundboy Killers. Up in L.A., you know, big up to J.P., my man John Shaft, Johnny Prescott. And we laying down some new music, trying to reinvent it and come out with Soundboy Killer label under All That Entertainment.
That's why I say you're a busy man. That's why I'm honored to have you on, man.
I'm all over the place, man. Big up to my people in Savannah that's listening, my Savannah, Georgia people. I'm about to see them next month. So, you know, it's all going down, rather the month after. So it's like, you know, big up to my Utah people. I did a show with Street Def up in Utah. And I want to shout out to them. All my Utah fam is in the building. You know what I mean? So I'm sure that they're on online. And
No doubt. My lines is flooded. So
that's what's
I'm going to fill you in. You know, you do your topic, right? So all the callers that's on the line, all you got to do is press 1. After you interview your topic, it's all on you. Once those callers start calling in, Silver, just hand it over to you. I sit back, relax.
Okay, so what I do, I press 1?
All right. No. All they got to do is press 1. What I want you to do is let them know your topic for this evening.
Okay. Right now, my topic, which is going to be a general topic, we're just talking about the business right now, the changes in music. You know what I mean? And the first off, it's to talk about the new music. We got hip-hop becoming hip-hop, you know what I mean? So it's good to have some pop music and hip-hop. And then also people are, you know, I'm thinking on Lil Wayne, how people brought bringing down with as far as his hip-hop's going. Well, really what it is that he did a metamorphosis. He generated instead of accelerated, so it became, you know what I mean? But back in the time when he's blowing out all of those mixtapes, he's got like a million of them. And believe me, I'm sure everybody got one in their library. So, so let's talk about, you know, reinvention first of all. Like me, I'm an old school artist, and I'm reinventing myself as far as musically, and as far as becoming a brand, as far as clothing, as far as even looking at shoes, cologne, whichever. You know, there's always a way to reinvent yourself. Don't think just because you're out of music that you're out of the industry or the entertainment industry.
There's always
ways of doing that. That's exactly. And also, as far as major record labels, there's a lot of people looking for major record labels because they want major distribution. They want to be, major videos. But you got to understand, with a record label, you're going to be paying for your video. You know, your video's coming out of your budget. This is coming out of your budget. It's all a grooming. It's all a process. If you look at American Idol, the one word that they keep saying is marketable. You have to be marketable. So it's all about an image, because image is everything. All about how you look. It's all about how you're carrying yourself, what you're doing, how you look all the time, pictures, photographs, this, that. And it's all about promoting yourself. And so when you promote yourself, right. And it's not just self-promotion. You need a team. There's a team called Team Fearless is out there. You feel me? Like a team Give Me the Mic is out there. Yeah, there's like, you know, there's a
team. Exactly.
No doubt. So you need a team. Exactly. You need an agent. You need a manager. You need a road manager. You need a booking agent. You need a promotion, an advertising and promotional agent. Someone that's going to get your face out there. So it doesn't just take one thing. When you're looking at all these artists, there's a lot of people that sound crap. They sound like crap, but yet you're hearing it over and over again. And next thing you know, that crap becomes something that you're nodding your head to. You know what I mean? And then it's the image that's presented. So it's all the videos that are selling the music because it's the image that's presented. Now, my man, Yeah, like being an old school artist, you know, true school, let's call it that. You know what I mean? I know the likes of people has, and you know, the devastating Tito, Phyllis Four, you know what I mean, and a lot of legends that are in this game. And the thing about hip hop is like they not accepting old school artists because we're older. But the thing is that this music, this genre is not for just the young, it's for all of us. But we made this, we created this, you know what I'm saying? But all it is about us being current. You know what I mean? You have to have something that people want to hear, that they want to listen to. We can't just keep teaching people in our music because they're not listening to that. So that's when you write a book or something and you take that
exactly.
to another, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, you know, but this is music, man. You got to be on top of this because this game, back in the day, we was always on top of this. You know what I mean? That's how we became who we are, by staying on top of this game. So that's what it's about.
Exactly, and people don't realize the music from back then is totally different from the music they got out now. But let me, the phone lines is open. Everybody that's on the air, if you want to join in and give your point of view on Silver Fox topic, you're already on the air. All you have to do is press 1 to go live, all right? Everybody that's on their PCs that's listening right now, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the line or stay on the on the air, press 1 to go on the air, excuse me, or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, what I was saying, Silver, but you're right, because the music back then was totally different than what they got out now. Back then, that was giving messages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The message that I was giving was two messages, but these, it's more like a materialistic, like, you know, type thing with the music that's going on now. And, you know, they're calling it the females bitches. Excuse my French, I don't even curse on the show, but, you know, that's what they're calling them and everything.
Yeah.
And how you feel about that, knowing, you know, that you was back there in that time? What you feel you could do to, like, change this?
You know, the thing is that if the radio, now I'm going back to a radio, and that's why it's a blog talk radio we on, because, you know what I mean, the radio don't want you to hear this. They don't want you to hear other stuff. They don't want people to hear anything other than what the industry is pumping out. And they pumping out the nonsense. You know, they're pumping out nonsense to keep your brain saturated with bull. You know what I'm saying? It's catching up with, like on the web, man. The kids could go to porn sites, like, real quick. You know what I'm saying? But now in the music is going into that genre where it's, like, all, it's just money, drinks, and porn. You know? I like the girls. All of that. It's like, man, you know what I mean? So that's, if you get saturated with that and it's being played over and over and over again in your head, this is what it's going to be like. But see, when back in the 70s, even the early 80s, when hip-hop was being played and it's over and over in your head, we had Paul Righteous Teachers. You know what I mean? We had X-Clan. You know what I mean? There was Public Enemy. You know what I mean? There was a whole, but there were others, though. There was, so this way you had a choice. There was choices to be made, but now there's no choice. The only way you're going to get a choice to hear something that you want to hear is to go online, go on the web, but you're not going to hear that within a radio station, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard to break new music because the new music is like independent music doesn't get broken on a radio station. It gets broken through the crowd. So you're pushing it and promoting it, and suddenly somebody's hearing about it. You know what I mean? Suddenly your industry is coming, and they want to scoop you up and tell you, yeah, I got your major distribution and put you worldwide and this, that, you get this much money, blah, blah, blah. Now you all in, and now you got to change up. You got to change the music up. There's a lot of cats, man, that you hear them, the music, you can tell that the music is changed to adapt to the time or to adapt to what is being saturated into people's brains. I mean, it's everything. Yeah, at least it's my viewpoint. I want to know what
doubt.
Other people think.
Okay, yeah, we're going to bring them on right now. We got some callers we're going to bring on right now. All right, so?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Caller 1. All right. Hello? Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Silver Fox?
There you go.
Yeah, Mike. This is Big Mike from the Rough Buffalo out there. How's it going?
I'm going good, Big Mike. How you doing, bro?
All right, we finally get to talk here. And a pretty good topic. you know, I grew up on like, you know, I grew up on Third Base and Run DMC and Curtis Blow and Slick Rick, you know, and their message, and that was actually like fun rap hip hop, you know, with a positive message. Now, you know, but I can't hate though. You know, I like Meek Mill, and you know, I still like Lil Wayne and Eminem, but it's definitely a lot different vibe going on with those artists.
Right. And the thing is, though, like with Meek Mill, okay, you're gonna hear an industry version, cut down, mixed down music stick that it's like he's not the Meek Mill that he used to be on the mixtape when he came out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then it's like, because I liked him. I mean, I like the fact that there's music. I like all music. But the thing is that we're not having a choice. You know what I mean? You got to find some serious underground.
Some variety,
Yeah, so you can hear the variety. But if you turn to a radio station today, all of a sudden there's, it's like I can't do it. You know what I mean? Because this is what they're doing to the people. You know, this is what they're doing to all our serious hip hop heads. They're creating a new hip hop where, like, this is what you heard before. That's what it used to be, but this is what it is now. But it's like So that makes everything that, instead of things becoming a classic, like a Led Zeppelin album or like a Rush album or something, or like, you know, instead of it becoming a classic, it becomes an old record. Only the vinyl heads, the serious vinyl heads, are collecting these and knowing that these are real hip-hop classics. Now classics can be, classics can be created today. Like let's take Mo D, for example. Mo D's got a whole album. I heard some of his music. Kumo D. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, Kumo. Yeah.
Yeah. This man, he is prolific. He's great. I mean, he puts his message out. But the thing is that we would never know, because an industry will not grab this up, even though it's Kumo D. They're not going to grab it up because he's not talking about the money, the home, the car.
Exactly.
If we're not talking about money, homes, cars, and drugs, then you get pushed to the side. You know what I'm saying? Then the thing is that it's the people that's going to the clubs, the people that's the party, and our kids, you know what I mean? My kids, I got some grown ass kids. My kids, they get saturated. You know, they get saturated with this, and it's a culture. Hip hop is a culture. You know what I mean? So now the culture changed. The culture became like anybody needs to have some tattoos. Everybody got to have their pants sagging off of their butt so you can see the bottom.
Hey,
everybody,
you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. But hold on, Mike. I want you to hold on. We have another call. I want to bring them on, all right?
All right, man. Peace out.
All right. Peace. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, brother. No doubt.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. You there?
Hello?
Jim. Yes.
Yep.
Hi,
how you doing, Fox?
Bates, what's up? Who this?
This is Kim from California. You know me.
Hey, Kimberly. What's up, baby? Yeah, man. My San Diego people, my California people's in the house. That's San Bernardino. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I have a question for you.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
I know you worked with LL Cool J back in the day.
Yeah.
And so my question was, I was wondering if sometime in the near future you would collab with him or something like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm actually not. I'm actually working. I'm doing a lot of collaborations. Like, I'm working on the album called Resurrection, which is like, you know, but I might change the title. It might just be like, boo. But, yeah, because I'm crazy like that. But Kimberly, as to your question to LL, I actually have been talking with him, and, you know, we conversed about that. But, I don't speak on something like that unless it's put in ink. You know what I'm saying? But I got some real classic people that's gonna be on this album, like Devastating Tito, J-Con the Mac. I have my man AK, and working on a few other people. So you know, that's coming out pretty good. But as far as LL, he is a busy man. And, and to reiterate upon that, the reason why she asked about LL is because I actually have known LL Cool J since he was about 16 years old. And he came to our record shop that we had when I was on CCL Records, which was our independent label. And we acquired a friendship. We hung out throughout the summer and discussed raps and, and cadences and flows and how to breathe and et cetera like that. And also another brother, Cool G Rap, you know what I'm saying? Which is my man, big up Cool G Rap if you're out there. And, you know, it's like I got a philosophy on rap, on hip-hop. You know, and I thank you for calling too, Kimberly. That's good because I'm going to build on your question. You're talking to an MC.
Build on.
You're talking to an MC, so you know I'm going to be like, yeah. But that's what's up. But it's like, you know, so I have a philosophy with hip-hop. You know, like back in the day, it was all just simple cadences, but as long as we spoke on what we have to do, everybody had their own thing. But then I knew it would metamorphosize into something else. I knew that you could add more stuff to it. You could add poetry. You could add haiku. You could add similes. You could paraphrase. You could do run-on sentences, which is like, you know, I started creating a run-on sentence as far as hip-hop, you know, and doing stuff using the double time, double words and triple the words, you know, preacher, teacher, and calibrated, innovated, double-slated, you know. So it was like, you know, that was my thing. And then we all built upon that. It ain't about, and then somebody always saying somebody taking your style or something like that. But back in the day, it wasn't no particular style. It was about us building and building this hip-hop and creating the foundation, you know, build the structure on it. There were some people that had their identity, which is not just a style, like Slick Rick. Nobody could be Slick Rick, you know what I mean? Because that's not just a style, that's an identity in itself, you know? So there's people that, you know, there are different styles and different cadences in hip-hop that we all should share. We all should be able to go, yeah, I could bounce like this. But that's what I like about Jay-Z. He does that. He be chewing off a Biggie a lot, you know, and he bounces on style. I would swear he was the second coming of Biggie in a minute. But, you know, so it's like, yeah, man, it's all hip-hop, man. This is all the love of the game. And I thank you for calling in, too. And Al, if you out there, because I tweeted, let them know that I'm going to be on the Blog Talk radio show, you know what I'm saying? So if you out there listening, 100, all right?
Well, no matter where he's at, he could call in because it's worldwide.
That's what I'm talking about. So all my people up in the UK, I've got some people up in London, you know what I mean? And people up in Germany, my man, K.O.B., we call him King of Beats. He got some good music. Oh, my God. I got a couple of his tracks that's featured on there.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got some good violin, keyboards, this, that, orchestrated. Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? I don't let people know what's up because they don't know. I like to be I'm a mystery. I'm a single entity.
You know what I want to ask you? Because you know we have Mikey D coming on at the end of the segment. Do y'all feel Mikey D's coming on from 8:15 to 9. Do you feel like you was cheated in some way when it came down to this music thing? Because the finances they was doing back then is nowhere compared to what they getting now. For I'm going to say, and I'm going to be real, some of the music is nonsense. Don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand what they're singing. And they getting paid for it. Do you feel cheated in any way?
Nah. Know what I feel about this? Okay, so you got to understand. See, I've been here through four generations of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I watched it go from Yes, Yes, Y'all to, okay, let's put it this way. My first show I saw in hip-hop, I saw Eddie Cheever and the Cheever Crew. I saw DJ Hollywood. Big up to my man Hollywood, you're a legend. This was at Columbia University. They had a big screen, too, that had Bruce Lee on it, right? And then doing, you know, using his new trucks, and it was cutting. So this is the DJ, and they were bringing the mic in. So we got turntables, wires, DJs, all of that. So we build it. We go, then we're going, then I seen it in the park, this building. Then there was, you know, people had their boxes with their radios. It was building. The PALs that we was doing, the Police Athletic League, actually police, you know, they had something to do with hip-hop. It was building. So the thing is that you can't feel cheated about being in a certain era, you know, because there were people filling up stadiums. I mean, Houdini, you know what I'm saying? Even back in the day when it was Sequence and when it was like Funk, you ride on up, they were filling up the Armory and filling up stadiums. It was all, it's all a learning process. Hip-hop had to grow up, you know, it had to be nurtured. So as far as, you know, as far as the getting money, you got to earn that money. You know what I'm saying? The money that these guys are getting, they earning it through what they're doing. You know what I mean? They promote it. That goes back to what I was saying, promotion, distribution, something, a manager, an agent, a but back in the day, we wasn't thinking that, you know what I mean? So that's another thing. It wasn't on the people. It was on us as businessmen. You know, we weren't businessmen. We were just teenagers doing hip-hop, and police was trying to stop us. This was trying to stop us. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, somebody, you know, Enjoy Records talking about they're going to put us on wax. Oh, yeah, cool. You know what I mean? It started out as independent labels, because record labels wasn't trying to deal with hip hop until like Phyllis Ball got on Epic Records, which you gotta understand the first major. You know what I mean? But the thing is that they're grooming it. Right now everything is digital. Back then it's tapes and it's cassettes and it's your Walkman and it's, you know. So now there's a wider market. It wasn't global. It was started out in New York and it started branching to L.A., you know, it's in the United States. And then it was a slowly but surely process. Right now, it's in commercials. It's in everything, man. Advertisement, our whole culture just permeated society. So instead of me feeling cheated because these guys are getting money from a foundation, I feel proud because I know that I helped lay these bricks down that they standing on. You know what I mean? Like help to build the stage that you rapping. It's like I was there. It's all right. I'm like, it's all right. I'm a guy that brought you two people that you love. I'm the guy that LL was saying, yo, me and Silver Fox, blah blah blah. I ain't dropping, I don't be dropping names. Everybody know my ego. You know what I'm saying? I'm the guy that Cool G Rap talking about. If it wasn't for me, there wouldn't be a Cool G Rap. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm proud of that, man. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to say, yo, L, man, I should be getting that money that you getting. That sound like the mad rapper that be on Jay-Z. Yo, man, what? He praised me. I'm praised, too. I should be. I'm like,
we have a call of like, you, Fox. We going to bring them all.
I ain't that
guy. Hello, calling you there.
Yeah, no one is, man. What's up? Yo, what up? What up, honey? Yo, all right, son. What's the name, man? I'm O&E, dog.
Nolan, you there?
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, man. Hip hop, man. I like this, man. I'm old school, man, but I'm tripping on how I'm listening to my phone, man, the radio and all that hip hop.
No doubt, man.
It's like, you know I'm an OG. I've been here for a minute.
I'm so old, I don't tell people my age.
I'm listening to radio, hip hop, man. Silver Fox, what up, Doc?
What up, Doc? What up? You know, man, in the building, man.
Phone, man. Radio, right? Through the phone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Shoot the information, man. How easy this is to get the site, man. To get the radio station, man. This is tight, man. Hip hop, man.
Yeah. It's all right. This is hip hop, man. It's hip hop forever, man. To the death, I'm repping to the death of me.
You know what I'm saying? Hip hop in there, man. How we gonna get it through? Big up on the radio, the blog show, man. Big up from the blog show, man.
All right, that's 100 to the BX, you know what I'm saying? Word.
Yeah,
like, yo, I know y'all had to call in because that snow keeping y'all in the building. That's the way I'm getting, boy.
Man, me and you braids
I'll hit you up again, man. Brian Keith Walker Sr., man. I hit you up again, man, when you had the show,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Keith Walker. Yeah, yeah, my man up in San Bernardino, you know, up in California.
Yeah, that's what's up.
My brain's intact. I got you.
Starting a comedian show March 27th for Chick Singleton from 9 to 10 on Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay, good.
See what I'm saying, Brian? That's what I was saying, man. That's what I was saying with, you know, what you do, son. But I know.
I got my head to the ground, though, man. I'm gone, man. I got my head to the ground, man. Stay up, man. Hip hop, baby.
One love.
Up, big dog. One love, man. One.
No doubt. We have another caller from the Fox. We're going to bring them on. Hello,
Hi.
Caller, you there?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. He's putting the bedroom voice on. Who this? So that you can in this snowstorm.
Yeah.
And then you got, yeah, picture that. Picture my name just sitting there on your chest.
I know, right?
You know what?
So are there any questions for the Silver Fox?
Dope.
No. Thank you for calling, T. I appreciate you. I love my people. That's your cue, like to say, okay, let's go to the next call.
That's how I was going to say, yo, Fox, so let me ask you.
Yeah.
You know, being that you've been in the music thing so long, what's the best way you think is for us to change the trend of it? Like you said in your topic. You know, my lines is flooded. If you want to speak to Silver Fox and you're already on the line, all you got to do is press 1. And you go right on the air to speak to him. Like I said, if you're on your computer and you want to call in and speak to Silver Fox, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air or stay on the line to hear the show. You can go to the website at www.gq002.wix.com/GQPalletsRadio and press the radio station icon on the header to hear the show live. But, Silver, that's what I want to know. What is like your trend? What you feel is the trend for us to really try to change this hip-hop thing? Because to me, in a way, it's also affecting society. You understand?
Yeah.
So as you being that...
Yeah, I think the thing is though is that it's a hard trend to try to permeate. So what it is just to let people know that other music exists. Because some people don't even know. It's like you could be like, yo, you heard of Grand Poopa and go, oh man, you should have heard this band. But it's like, you know, or even De La Soul. Imagine people that never heard of De La Soul.
Yeah, they're there,
but they call themselves hip hop, you know, enthusiasts. But yet, the thing is that it's all about the new people that's coming. You know, the new cat that's out there to try for them to change, but they're not gonna do it. They want it to go the way it's going, and then.
Yeah.
And then I got another theory on that because it's like a new world order, basically. Like Pepsi used to be the new generation. Now Pepsi talking about live for now. You know what I mean? So this is a now generation. They're not thinking about tomorrow. All they think about is today. You know what I mean? So everything they're doing, the money they've got, man, I'm making rain because I'm going to make more money tomorrow. If I don't, oh, well. You know what I mean? So you take them people from the hood, people that, you know what I mean, and at first this industry used to be run by execs, and then it became an independent label that we got our money up, but however way, you know, the money came up or whatever, then it's independent label that's running it, and then now and believe me, I have nothing, before I say this, that I have nothing against, you know, anybody and their sexual preference or whichever like that, you know what I'm saying, and then now, it's like a lot of stuff is run by, if you're not into this culture, this promiscuous culture, this trisexual culture, this pinch your tongue, this, you know, this do whatever to whoever culture, then these are the people that are running this industry. It's like, you know, it becomes like, and God, I got to put this out there. It become like demigods, you know, like a demigod thing. And people talk about Illuminati. That's real. You know, that stuff exists. A new world order, a way to just permeate out the place. Eventually, you know, because nobody, we're not putting the news out there. We ain't talking about how Korea got bombs and they ready to bomb us. We ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about the economic structure of the United States. We're not talking about our president. And we're not talking about, how, you know what I mean, life. We're not talking about this tales from, because nobody want to hear it. They just want to party off of Cardi.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And
what's
and
bad about the... I didn't mean to cut you off, but what's bad about the new generation, I was at work and I asked this guy, he's into hip-hop, younger guy, you know. So I said, yeah, you know, call the station, I'm going to have Grandmaster Cash on. He was like, who? I said, you heard of Grandmaster Cash? He's like, nah. I said, you heard of African Bambaataa? He was like, nah. I was like, yo, so you don't really know about hip-hop. So you're just doing music just to be doing it. Because in order for you to do music and hip-hop, you're supposed to know what was going on back then and what actually got it started.
Mm.
You understand?
But there's a lot of...
Go ahead.
Yeah. But I talk with these cats, and there's a lot of them that be like, you know, they don't care. They really be like, man, I don't care where the music come from. All I care is that it's here, and I know I could do it. And I'm doing it. Cause, so they're not basing what they do upon the architects that built it. They're basing what they do upon what they hear. So what
exactly.
You hear every day with the music you're hearing is what you're emulating. You know what I mean? So that's what they're emulating. So that plastic cornball stuff is generating a new generation of plastic cornball people, and it's becoming more silicone. Okay, I ain't putting my man down. Just do, but I mean, I'm watching Grammys, and my man is up here singing about Forrest Gump, and I'm like, I'm like, Forrest Gump? I'm like, for real? I'm like, that shows how the mentality has been just bent down. It's like, you know, dumbed down. That's what it is. It's dumbed down hip-hop. It's like the world is being dumbed down. Right now, people don't even remember phone numbers anymore because all you got to do is look at your phone and find it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Talk into the phone. Call Mikey. You know, and Mikey get caught. So, you know,
exactly.
It's like you're not using your brain. People are not using their brains. And then, so we're getting saturated with this, and it's being, it's like there's no end to it. Unless the people that are listening to this search. Unless you search and say, you know, what is hip-hop? Unless you think about hip-hop instead of think about just music, because then when you think about just the music or whatever that you're hearing, all you think about is, man, I want to get me a car like that. I want to get paid like that. I want to have this shorty on my side like that. It's like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm like, yeah, so, you know, it's a hard shell to crack. It's something that, you know, that's why a lot of artists get out of the game and reinvent themselves and do something else, because I can't conform. You know, you don't want to conform to what they call the norm. It's like, no, man, that's not what I want to do. I'm not conforming to this. I'd rather be this, and I'd rather expand myself and become this. So as we, you know, as hip-hop founders become adults, our viewpoints change, you know, when we have children and, you know, as we get older, even grandchildren or whichever. You know what I mean? So now we get older and our viewpoints in life and what we think we want to tell people about, you know, what we want to bring to them, that changes. But when you have a young culture where they're 16, 17 years old, like we was back in the day, so you got to figure they're starting right now. This is 2013, huh? So we're talking about back in the day of the 70s. It's like all of that stuff in the 70s doesn't exist anymore. It's 2013. So now you get, it's like there's the new cats, and what they're looking at is what they see, what they hear. You know what I mean? There's no research on the past. And the only way a new school artist could come into this music is if we be relevant. You know what I mean? But then it's like, so then you got to look at it like it is as a business instead of looking at it like, you know, I got this message to convey. And at first, if you could do something and throw a little something in there and put that in there, then you could give, and it goes back to choices, you know what I mean? Because I'm diverse. I could do music in Utah for my fans up in Utah, do music in San Diego, you know what I mean? Do music down south, so we got our down south bounce, you know what I mean? I'm in New York, do some New York. It's like you got to have choices. Those are choices that you would have. But if you just saturated with one thing, that's all you're hearing, and the whole thing is just going to be repetitiously blown in your ear through your iPhones, through YouTube, through the videos, through Fuse, and it's a wrap. It's all
see,
right
what
back
I don't
to
understand
that.
Is everything is going in a circle except for the music. You understand? But they don't love the dances that they doing we did back then. You know, the clothes look a little different. You understand? But, you know, like, the music is taking its time to really get there, and it's like it's being stopped for some apparent reason.
You know, once you're on a path of destruction, it's hard to turn away and go back down. You know, go back to like where we started, man. It was cut, it was scratches, it was the DJs. You know what I mean? Now it's none of that. There's no There's none of that stuff that was hip hop. There's no break dancers doing it. It's like all of that is from our era of hip hop. You know, back in the boom, back when it's like the drum machine, the this, the that. So that sounds basic now. Now it sounds like if it's not orchestrated, if it's not, if everybody don't go, whoa, whoa, you know what I mean? It's like every song you hear is at the top of the thing. They got a, oh, and it's like this, like, you know, so if the crowd ain't going, oh, they're catering to the generation that's here right now that's all dumbed down. And all they want to do is go, So, you know, there's different areas, man. I've been in, and just to say this, in Utah, there's these guys in Utah, they have prolification of the English language. They're actually bringing out music that has some meaning to it. And doing it in such cadences where you jump like there's 1,000 M&Ms out there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm serious. It's like, you know, and these cats is going off. And I swear I sat there at this concert and I listened to my man, this guy named Dumb Luck. Dumb Luck out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Oh, man, you can find him on YouTube. So he got his album just coming out. I was so impressed that I'm like, man, I started like going, telling everybody I know, just like I told you, yo, Dumb Luck. Because the lyricism is just there. You know what I mean? So there's some places that are really, even in the UK, okay, like they have some music out there where all they think about is lyricism. That's what they think about. They think about the lyrics, man. And it's like, you know, that dumbed down music, they're not feeling it because they're still into the golden era of hip hop. It's what they build their hip hop on because it's imported to them. You know what I mean? It's brought to them. So they're going, this is what we build on. But that stuff that they try to feed them, they're not trying to hear that. You know what I mean? They're not trying to, because that's not something that they brought in, you know, that people with a word of, you know, like how the streets be talking. Their streets talk too. And this is what they build their hip-hop on. I heard some serious people up in the UK that just like, they'll spit lyrics like flames, and it's just like, but see, this is there. It's like, in every area, you know, this other stuff. But right here in the U.S., we've been saturated with this hip hop. You know what I mean? And some of it, I mean, I like it. I mean, it's just, you know, pop music. You know, it ain't nothing that I'm, you know, that's something you can listen to and make a sandwich at the same time and don't cut your finger or whatever. Because you ain't nodding. You know. You're but it's like.
Yo, listen, we have another segment coming up. I definitely, the 22nd is definitely on, but I want you to do, because my lines is flooded. I want you to give all your information one more time. Let them know like you got anything coming up. Let them know all that. Give that to them one more time. Give your shout outs. Just give everything right now. And don't forget, 22nd, 8:15 to 9.
That's what's up. Well, you're gonna make sure to put the. Send me the. Well, we'll talk about that. If you're gonna call me.
Definitely, no doubt.
No doubt. So all my people's like my man Jay Thon the Mac. He's having his album release party right now up in Logan, Utah, at White Sound. So you know, I big up to my man Jay Thon the Mac, and wish I could be there with you, man. But I'm down here doing some things. And everybody looking for Silver Fox, you know, just look on Twitter, legendary MC Silver Fox. Go to Twitter @ SilverFox125. That's the Twitter. Facebook, MC Silver Fox, or Silver Fox Music US, or just Silver Fox. Or you could just Google me @ Silver Fox Music US, and you can find interviews on my pages. And my main page that I utilize is ReverbNation.com/MC Silver Fox. You can hear music. You can check out the clothing. You can go to the store. You can fan me. All of that. And if you didn't catch all the other pages, just Google me, Silver Fox Music US. And that's that.
Oh,
and check out the single Off the Planet. Got to make sure you know it. Oh, and big up. Let me big up all my San Diego people. all my San Bernardino people, my New York fam, Team Phillies, just give me the mic, Cold Coffee Crew, my man Johnny Prescott, John Schaff, a.k.a. All That Entertainment, my man Hit Taylor. You can find him on Facebook, too, Hit. I did some music with him. He got a nice-ass studio. Hit Taylor, a.k.a. AJ What? Got to say that. My man Rasu Rock Mines. My man Mike Nitti up in AC. Rasu in AC. Big Belly Maybach. Maybach Music over there. Thug Made TV. Mucifer, Sucker Free Bascar. I got mad people, man. I'm going to start forgetting people. They're going to be like, damn, Fox, you ain't meant to me. My man Brian, DJ CMP, Johnny Vega, Tito Peso, Mike C, Grandmaster Kaz, all my people, man. I don't have enough time to name you all. I'm going to put it on the credits on the album. It'll be like a double album. The first one will just be credits. You feel me?
No doubt.
Yo, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. And don't forget, the 22nd is definitely going down.
The 22nd is going down. I'm going to preview some new music, all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I look forward to that, and I hope all y'all look forward to it. All right?
No doubt. Silver Fox, Dons and Divas.
All right, my brother. Peace, man.
All right, coming up next, we have up-and-coming artists Frontline. They was the winners at the Nonstop Media Open Mic Sunday Showcase. They did their thing. They doing big things. And we're going to find out what's their inspiration and goals in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
I lose too much.
step on stage, the girls do too much. I guess it's because you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my track, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your roadies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player, please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B, flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 5-0-0. Take my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, fit that, flat some plus, like this, that, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass, fit that.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. Like I said, we also doing it up for Biggie. May he rest in peace. You know, for every segment right now, we're going to be playing one of Biggie joints. But with me right now, I have the winners of the Nonstop Media Open Mic Superstar Sunday Showcase, Frontline. Frontline, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
What's good, fam? What's good?
You know, crime mode, baby. Crime mode, walking these dogs. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to your last segment, trying to bring that real hip hop back. That's all.
Yeah. Silver Fox, he's doing big things. LL, Coogee Rap, all of them. You know,
that's a fact. The big homies. Rakim's supposed to be coming out here this week, too, to perform. I'm trying to get on that venue. Gotta open up for the God.
Oh, yeah. Because y'all doing it. I know the other calls are going to be calling in a minute. So I'm going to kick the ballistics with you for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, how did y'all come up with the name Frontline?
Well, Frontline, well, actually, like, I was upstate, whatever. I was incarcerated, whatever. So, boom, I was away and all that. I used to call back, like, yo, we need a new name because, I mean, we used to go by the name 153, which was a building we all, I mean, used to hang out in front of. Nobody actually lived in the building, but, you know, we just kind of took the building. We took the building, threw it on our back, and, you know, made it a group. But, you know, then I was up there thinking, like, yo, come on, it got to be something better. We need something better, something more than just three numbers.
Mm.
So that we have Frontline.
Mm. Now, let me ask you, because I seen y'all do y'all thing at the open mic.
Right.
Y'all was bananas with it. You understand? What's the first thing that came to mind when you first stepped on the stage?
I'm not leaving empty-handed. I need the money. I need this money. Because, you know, I lost one the last time, you know what I mean? I went out there by myself, dolo, bus, boat, and train all the way to the Bronx, me and my homegirl. And I lost by, like, you know what I mean? I made it down to the final two, and I lost. So I said, I'm coming back with vengeance this time. We coming back with a vengeance.
Because y'all definitely did y'all thing. Ain't no question about it. That's why y'all won. Because y'all was definitely, y'all had the vibe, y'all had the enthusiasm, y'all had the crowd moving. And it was like,
yeah,
that charisma y'all had, it was just going crazy with it. Now,
good looking.
No doubt. Now, if y'all could open for any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Wow, any artist?
Any artist that's out right now.
Wow, I mean, that's a hard question. I would have to go with somebody that's going to put me out there as well as they self, you know what I mean? That's going to give me the same treatment that they get. So I'm definitely going to have to run. Oh, that's a tough one. I would have to open up for Kanye right now. The way he's moving, I would open up for Kanye.
Okay. I definitely feel you on that one. Kanye is definitely
doing it. He got the crowd. He has the crowd.
Okay. Well, hold on line. We have another member from the front line right now coming on. VI?
Okay. That's my call. They cry.
All right. All right.
I'm sorry, late, but better late than never.
Exactly. That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? That's how it always goes. So, Don, right now we have VI in the building. He's also a part of Front Line. No doubt he's in
front
the palace.
Line. What's going on up there? What are we talking about?
Well, right now, I just asked Blitz a question. You know, I just asked him, if you had the chance to perform for any, open for any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Tough question, right, B.I.?
He know I'm a big-time 50 fan, so
I didn't think about that. Ooh, I'll probably have to jump over 50 or something like that. Bring him back. He needs some rejuvenation anyway, so...
Now, what I want to do, I want to get into one of y'all singles real fast. The one I want to get into is Amelia Earhart.
That's a banger right there.
Yeah,
exactly. That's for all the fly ladies. They got fly fellas, you know. And, you know, they stick together.
And fly. If you don't know who Amelia Earhart is, Google her. That's the first woman to fly across the Atlantic, you know? So she's fly, literally.
Yeah. Wow.
It's big.
It's
real
another
big.
Member. Am I not mistaken? Runway, right?
Yeah, Runway. Yeah, big shout out to Runway.
Round
of management, Chip.
Okay, John. I think we got everybody right now. We got Runway. Runway is part of Frontline as well.
In the building.
Okay.
We are in the building.
No doubt. Now, I was finding out about Amelia Earhart, because that's the first single we're going to play. How did y'all come up with the title for that single and everything?
I mean, I had the hook, you know what I mean? And then I got my little cousins, whatever, they make beats. Shout out to Cloud9, whatever. They definitely hit us with the production on this one. And I mean, I had the hook, you know. B.I. had the bars, so you know, it just went.
So what I want to do right now, I want to get into that single. All right.
Okay.
All right. Copy.
Let's get
Amelia Earhart,
y'all.
That's off the Dog Food mixtape. It's crazy.
Y'all can download that on thatpiff.com.
I'm gonna let one of y'all introduce that single.
Yeah, Blizzard. Go ahead.
This is our single off our last mixtape, Dog Food, which is available on thatpiff.com. This your boy Blizz Ladder with my man B.I. Gotti, Frontline Entertainment. Megatron is co-signing this.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Megatron. Oh, man.
Rest in peace, Megatron. This one's for you.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Bitch, to all my great bread niggas. Bitch, to all my Kanto niggas. Your boy Megatron. I'm co-signing this one.
I get fly, my lady do too. Amelia Earhart is what I call my boo. She ready for takeoff, clear the runway. She walk like a model, clear the runway. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's Superman with the girl Lois Lane.
I'm fly, she fly, we fly together. Yeah, I'm fly, she fly, let's fly forever.
Okay, I'm so fly, I'm talking Jupiter. Pilot high, admire you, my stewardess. I keep my lady laced in all the newest.
Like
Hermes, Doomy, Louie, Gucci shit. Don't wanna hear the DuckTales, Huey, Dewey, Louie shit.
Quack.
A bunch of actors, just stick to the movie script. Bubbles everywhere, rose and jacuzzi shit. I like my bitch like my brick, Peruvian. A carry on big enough to fit a Uzi in. Mac lip gloss, long hair with the coolie skin. 80 gross of Arizona, Dabble got my eyes low. True religion, jeans, suit, boots, Ferragamo. Something like hop out, swagger by the ceiling. Marvin in the background, sexual healing. Y'all down there. Hating too bad, I didn't know this bitch. I'm too
y'all.
Fly, too high for the turbulence. I get fly, my lady do too. Amelia Earhart is what I call my boo. She ready for takeoff, clear the runway. She walk like a model, clear the runway. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's Superman with the girl Lois Lane.
I'm fly, she fly, we fly together. Yeah, I'm fly, she fly, let's fly forever.
Okay, I turned the music up, so go and dim the lights. Let the
the phone vibrate, we going in tonight. Movie, jacuzzi, ooh, we is dinner night. I'm spending like 50 if you with me, spend a night. I love when she whisper in my ear what it's feeling like. Ecstasy, magnum, I might shed a tear tonight. I tell her don't be scared tonight, you can't prepare tonight. You gon' face off and take off in the lair tonight. I'm so wavy, hoes can't play me. Why? Cock swing like the arm on a baby. I sound like my lady, but my shoe game crazy. I do a real biggie, nigga, it's all gravy. And y'all hoes started them, now y'all gotta pardon them. Button up the truey, still looking for the cardigan. I'm all in the fashion, and sure I'm in the flashing. We about to take off, make sure your seat fastened.
I can't fly, my lady do too. Amelia Earhart is what I call my boo. She ready for takeoff, clear the runway. She walk like a model, clear the runway. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's Superman with the girl Lois Lane.
I'm fly, she fly, we fly together. Yeah, I'm fly, she fly, let's fly forever.
Who get fly is up?
It's nobody.
You heard about Blair.
And I know you know Gotti.
Frankie BG, Fred Bottoms, go by me.
Rock me long sleeves, the volley.
What's good, Yagi? I be on autopilot.
Shorty, you the sidekick, rockin' all that fly shit.
Your flight canceled, our destination is the top. I get fly, my lady do too. Amelia Earhart is what I call my boo. She ready for takeoff, clear the runway. She walk like a model, clear the runway. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's Superman with the girl Lois Lane.
I'm fly, she fly, we fly together. Yeah, I'm fly, she fly, let's fly forever.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's one of those radio energy.
Huh? Radio energy. Yeah, so now let me ask y'all. How did y'all get together to perform this?
How did we get together?
Yeah.
How did me and him get together?
How did the group get together? You know, y'all. We was born
together. Eighties babies, man. My mother.
Eighties babies.
All right. Let me put it like this. How did y'all meet to perform the group? Let me put it like
my
that.
My mother and his mother is friends, close friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
Okay. Who mother and who mother's close friends? Blair.
All of our mothers know each other. Like, all our mothers is from the same area, from the same neighborhood. You know what I mean? They grew up together in the 70s and the 80s.
I hear a lot of noise in the background. I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yo, somebody get one of y'all
TV
phones.
Up.
One of y'all
real
get
loud.
Y'all phone.
Somebody got their TV up real loud.
Yo.
All right, there we go. All right.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, you know, all of our parents, we all from the same neighborhood, whatever. So it's like, you know, it was just destined to happen, you know. We went over one time, my mother said, come on, we going to my friend's house. I get there, mm-hmm. and I meet him, and it's been...
And that was back, and that was in the 80s.
Mm.
That was back in the 80s.
Okay.
So we go to the same school, so we started rapping, and we just thought about trying to really make it happen. So we formed the Front Line back in 2010. I remember when Blizzard first pitched it to me in 2010. I told him that was going to be it, so hopefully... It go where it needs to go.
Mm. Viral.
Now, Blizz, let me ask you. You started rhyming, yeah. rapping at the age of 12.
Right.
All right?
Around.
Okay. Now, what made you start rapping at that time?
I mean, you know, like, it was the thing to do. Like, because in my neighborhood, like, it's this dude. I'm not sure if you know of him, but it's a guy that goes by the name of Scott Free. He was A&R up at Loud Records, whatever. So, like, he used to always come through with Mobb Deep stickers, posters, give us CDs and stuff like that. Then he gave me a CD one time and it had an instrumental on it. It was just an instrumental. And I wrote something. Then I came to him like, yo, you want to hear my rap? I always used to want to rap to the guy. Yo, listen to this. And he used to tell me, just keep writing.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask all three of y'all, what's the best thing about being in a group?
I have to work all the time.
What's the best thing about being in the group?
not having to work all the time. Because if it's something that I need help with, it, I know I'm stuck. Like, I need something done. I could count on my partner to get the job done. Like, you know what I mean? We ain't going to lose no sleep over it.
Exactly, and vice versa. That's big right there.
Now
I said we got two different ears. So if we both hear something, we both hear a beat, and he hears one thing and I hear another thing, whatever's the best thing is what we gonna go with. So it's like having two minds. It's like putting two minds into one and just coming up with the best music you could come up with.
Okay. Now that's the best thing. Now what's the worst thing about being in a group?
Oh man, I mean the competition is heavy. The competition is big. You know,
you got somebody
like him that just, you know, I would say he's better than me, but he will argue that I'm better than him. So, you know, the competition is big. So, but I guess that's a friendly competition, and it's still a good thing because we both push ourselves to go harder and to do what we got to do. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, did y'all ever come to that point where y'all get up on a stage and somebody like stage fright, got to throw the glasses on and, you know what I mean, anything like that?
What do you think?
The stage fight. Y'all know where they throw the dark shades on. You throw the dark shade on, so you close your eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's B.I. B.I.'s the glasses, nigga. B.I.'s the shades, nigga.
Yeah, there were times I was on stage, I wasn't even rapping. I just like to, you know, we got to sell his swag, so... I gotta get on stage and just do whatever I gotta sell. I gotta sell, man. If I gotta sell my dance moves, whatever it is I gotta do to get the money, that's what I gotta do.
It's about dance moves.
I do it all on stage. It don't matter to me.
Now, B.I., when the first time you started rapping?
I think it was like my first year of high school. And like I said, I didn't really have no reason to rap. I was rapping because they was rapping. Wizard was rapping. Shout out to my man from New Brighton. They was rapping, and they just gave me, I just felt like I can do it. If they could do it, I can do it. So I started doing it, and you know, he told me I was good at it, so I just kept it going.
Mm. Now,
he was actually better than people that was doing it for years.
Yeah.
Now, who actually produced your singles? Do y'all go with one producer, or do y'all deal with random producers when it comes down to doing your singles on your track?
We like to keep it, like, not local, but basically we like to keep it underground, like, you know what I mean? So, like if you just like us, you produce, and you trying to get your stuff heard, you trying to get to the next level, we going to work together. One hand wash the other, both wash the face. Like with Amelia, like, that beat right there, that song could go, it could go crazy. It could be viral, like, you know what I'm saying? And once that song pop, we both pop.
Mm. Mm. Now, I want to ask y'all a question. Like, Blitz was on the line at the time. I just had Silver Fox on. Pioneer, he did big things. Did with LL Cool J, Coogee Rap, and all of them, Grandmaster Cash. What y'all see the difference with the music that was back then compared to the music that's now?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't really know too much about that music back then. I don't know. It's just, everything is just so
okay,
much different
let's,
now.
I want to go with your era. Let's say Grand Poobah.
Right.
Yeah.
Grand Poo. We're gonna go with Grand Poo by me. That's more
yeah,
in your
definitely.
Era. Grand
I like
Poo by,
G.
Rock
I like
Cam,
G
Rap you know.
Though. I like G Rap, man.
Yeah, G Rap was back then and all that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like back then it was a lot more lyrical. Nowadays it's just a beat and you say a nice hook and you got a hit. Back then you really had to be lyrical to have a hit.
You had to be nice, period. You had to be nice. Back then, you really had to be nice. You had to be somebody. It wasn't just a popcorn bubblegum beat and people snapping and clapping in the background with a dance. Nah, it was, you know what I mean? It was breakdance and graffiti, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was hip-hop for real. It was underground at one time. Now it's Hollywood.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Now, I know, Blitz, you had a CD out. You were dealing with, who was it? Because you had a CD out. The name was Crack Music, titled Crack
Music.
Yeah,
Crack Music. Yeah, rest in peace to the late, great Megatron, though.
Yeah. Definitely rest in peace to Megatron. Now, what's the difference between the Crack Music, your CD Crack Music back then, compared to the music you did now? And B.I. Runway, I once got to ask the same question. If y'all had CDs that was out then compared to now, was y'all all together? What's the difference between those CDs?
Yeah.
I would. That's my answer, knowledge. Like, before, back then, I was just putting words together that rhymed. You understand what I'm saying? Now I'm actually telling you a story. Like, the sentence actually makes sense. It's not just rat, cat, fat, bat. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like the words just don't, not only do they rhyme, they actually make sense.
Now,
you know what
CD do y'all actually, what CD do y'all actually have out right now at this moment?
The red tape is about to get crazy in the streets. I got that. I just did that featuring Blizz Latin. We did every RZA beat off the Only Built for Cuban Links, Raekwon's album. We took about 90% of the beats off there, so they all RZA's beats, and we did that all over again. The mixtape was crazy.
Smoked it. Great shout out to the big homie Raekwon, though. They definitely reached out and hollered at us. They definitely was jacking the mixtape. It's just that they couldn't get the drops in time. Time waits for no man. We got to keep it pushing.
That's like a y'all from Shaolin Island, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a fact.
So,
that's a fact.
That's why we decided to do that mixtape first, the Pay Homage Volume 1. It wasn't no other way than to start it with the, from our own hometown, Staten Island. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I want to do, I want to get into another one of your CDs. I heard this single because I listened to the CD, and I just was like, wow. Watch for the Hook. Tell us about that, John.
Watch for the Hook. I mean,
I was like,
that's
wow.
That's just straight bars. We just going up, letting people know how. If y'all want to hear bars, we can spit bars. If y'all want to hear songs, we can do songs. Y'all want to hear hooks, we can do everything.
Yes.
So that was just some old school. Back in the 90s, we loved that song. The hook was crazy.
Oh,
but,
that song
was
bananas.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Hey, watch for
I
the
see
hook.
You really listen. I see you really listen.
Yo, I was
that.
Like, what? I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, so what made y'all name it Watch for the Hook?
I think that's the name of the beat, right?
Yeah, we had, what I had did was I got the beat from, it's a dude named Cool Breeze. He had a song back in the days with Outkast. So what I did was I got the beat, I sent it to my man, took a few drums out, added a snare here and there, and there you have it.
So we're going to get into that right now.
Before we get into that, let me say, free mix, free M.I. the Hustler. My brother will be home sooner than y'all think. So with that being said, let's get into that joint, man.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by Frontline. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Same shit, different toilets. Here's the fan, I'm on the front line cause I'm all for it. Strapped with all kinds of nines, the high points garbage. I'm good with Berettas, Llamas, to the Taurus. Watch for the hopper boys in that four Taurus. They stay on that bullshit like they all tourists. I'm not expecting anybody, spray up they walk towards us. Young boys proud to follow the orders, I'm something like a boss. Flag hand me, peel off, something like a pause. Line them up through the scope, something like a cross. Eat your spinach, I got something for Popeye. Brow to your nose, now he looking all caca. Blow his head off, leave his brain on the stop sign. Drop my own whip, I ain't feeling how Pac died. For all that, I take the bus, who got changed, nigga? My people acting like the jail, supposed to change, nigga. Just met a new connect for that cane, nigga. Came home a little stockier, but I'm the same nigga. Knockout king, gangbanger, turn rap star. Can't forget the hustle apart, cause yellows will track hard. Baking food jar, mayonnaise to the Pyrex. Dinner plate, 12 closing into the project. Watch the money being made, hand on my sket. Really badass, can't forget about my set. As he ain't Billy, I smack him silly. Set him shot with the ops, he came back from Philly. Great brand getting money, so I'm eating with the same folks. My team ain't broke, cause all the fiends can't smoke. Routine, the same coke off the same boat. Just a minute, boot, sailor hat with the raincoat. Same post, you getting hung from the same rope. It came close to getting stung with the same toast. Shit, I'm the best around, and I don't mess around. Who gon' help take Willie Manchester down? I'm Ray Ray in his prime, young Bobby Johnson, the Eastwood straight town. Charles Bronson, the two shine, a deuce line. I'm all through Compton. My homies say the same shit, he ain't with the nonsense. I leave all the politicking to the politicians. Niggas shitting where they live without a politician. I lock the clipping, stop the snitching, but they don't listen. Niggas think they got permission, that's when I back out, blackout. Money on my head, who put the stats out, gas out. Please, nigga,
grind, but in no time, I get my name around the block like a dope line. I let the work air dry on the clothesline and throw it to the rope line and come back clothesline.
My lines is flooded. If you want to go on the air to speak to Frontline, all you have to do is press 1. If you're on your PC and you're
press
listening, one, number
people.
To call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. You can also go to the website at www.gq002.wix.com/GQPalaceRadio. Press the radio station icon, and you can also hear the show live. We have a caller for y'all. We're going to bring them on. Hello.
Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice.
Hello.
Yo, what's good, Miss Lady?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
All right. Well,
right,
so
fine.
Who's talking? Who's speaking?
This is T.
Okay,
first
T.
off, did you guys take a breath during that last song?
We try to flood it.
You know, I got a little rock, rolling chair, right? Computer chair. My chair was just rolling across the floor. Like, yeah, okay.
That's right, baby. Yeah.
But I wanted to know.
Appreciate it. We appreciate the love.
No problem. No problem. I would definitely get that. You know. But,
just download us, baby. You could go on your computer, go to thatpimp.com, and
okay.
search Frontline, Liz Ladder, you know, and get all them hits. That same joint you was just rolling around the living room too. You can roll around all day.
Is it hard for you guys to deal with the music industry and your family? Does it, you know, like interfere any type of way?
Man, we work at nighttime, baby, so all the kids are asleep and everything's done. We are definitely fathers, though.
That's what's up. Congratulations being fathers and being a father.
Thank you.
It takes a hell of a man to be a father, you know?
That's a fact.
And have y'all did any videos?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got a few videos on YouTube. If you go on YouTube, whatever. You go on YouTube, search my name, or you could go to Google, Bliz Ladden, B-L-I-Z. Space L-A-D-E-N. And we're all up there. We're viral. It's about to go viral.
Okay. Listen, you guys keep up the good work, because you're doing the damn thing. I gotta give you credit.
Thank you so much.
You're really banging. All right.
Where you at, Miss Lady?
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I'm in Jersey.
Okay. You close, baby. You right here.
Yeah, of course.
You got that knock.
Yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate the love.
No problem. Stay blessed.
All right, baby.
Now, let me ask y'all something. Now, considering the fact, like he said, you know, y'all got y'all's family to deal with, you understand? How do you balance it out, though? Because you got to go on shows. You got to go to concerts. You got to You know, you got to go to the studio. You got your kids. How do y'all balance everything out?
I mean, it's work. You know, at the end of the day, you know, our families know that we got to work if we want to move up in life. So they respect it. They appreciate it because they know all the effort we put into our families, the same effort we put into our workflow. So, you know, it all balances out, you know.
Okay, this is what I want y'all to do for me. In three words, describe Frontline.
In three words?
It's so much bigger than music.
Next best thing.
Next best thing. I like that. I like that, Blizz Lab. I like that. Next best thing. Next thing.
Now, do y'all have any up-and-coming shows coming up anytime soon or anything?
Yeah, definitely. We got something coming up. We just had a show on the first that just passed. Shout out to Chinks Drugs and the Coke Boys. They came out and rocked out with us. But, yeah, we got something up our sleeves for the six. We supposed to be heading to Boston, whatever. We got to invade Massachusetts. So, you know, we working slowly but surely. It's going to happen.
So I want to ask all y'all this one question. What's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
Inspiration
and
goals?
Yeah, what's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
My kids inspired me, like, just, you know, seeing them out here going through what I went through. That's enough inspiration as it is, you know, bringing them to the same school, that's enough. You know what I mean? My goals, you know, longevity. I'm thinking longevity. Get everybody that I got love for up out of here and into better places.
Okay.
I'm not saying move the whole project into my house. I'm just saying, like, look, you do this, you need a job. Hey, you need some, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Now,
definitely giving back, though. Definitely give back.
Now, as far as I know, Frontline is just, it's more than one. Am I right?
That's a fact. That's a fact. It's a million of us.
How did y'all meet up with P.O., with Poe to get involved with?
Poe's a neighborhood friend too. Poe grew up with us.
He's another one. We all came from. We grew up together from kids to men.
Remember that building I told you about that we stood in front of and we just took over it? He was one of them out there with us.
Okay, so how did y'all approach him to get y'all music heard? Did he come to y'all? What was your strategy or what was your ethic to get him to hear your music? To be like, okay, you know what? I want y'all. We going through this. We gonna make it happen.
He's just like he
one of us. He's not like, you know what I mean, like
he's frontline.
It's not like he found us or nothing like that. Nah, he's one of us.
One big organization that y'all put together for the music industry.
Exactly. Nah, he's basically like not marketing even, promotion. That's even, basically his lane.
Yeah, it's not even. It's not just music. It's more than music. Like.
It's a
movement. Everybody that's frontline, we all childhood friends. We all went to the same elementary school, junior high school. Some of us was in jail together. Some of us, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like everybody grew up together. We just came together. It's more than just music. We do music. We got clothing. We working on websites. We doing everything. We got
movies.
Frontline,
we got onesies for the kids, you know, little onesies. We got frontline onesies. You name it, we got it.
We got the frontline signature clothing. We do photo shoots, video shoots. Shout out to my Chernak, my man
Chernak. Definitely.
Chernak music. You go on YouTube, type in Chernak music. Chernak music videos is all up there. Shout out to him. Shout out to Cheddar Bang, like he said. Everybody that's doing what they gotta do. Shout out to Steph Nolan, pretty much. We frontline because we like we.
We on the front line
for
our borough right now, basically. We the ones on the front line for the borough. We fighting the hardest for us to make sure it happens.
Okay, I want to get into one more of y'all single, Born Hustler. Tell us about that.
Which one that is? I can't hear you.
Born Hustler.
Oh, Born Hustler? Wow, wow, yeah. That's crazy. Wow. Born Hustler, that's my Dolo, right?
Nah, I think G5 is on there. G5
Showtime is on there.
Oh, yeah, Born Hustler. Oh, yeah, okay, Born Hustler. That's joint. That's another beat that I got from my little cousin. Shout out to Cloud9. They two little brothers, whatever. They make beats, whatever. They made the beat. I was feeling the Biggie sample. I got my man G5 Show. He's from out there in Jersey, whatever. Big shout out to the Black Sopranos and all that. I got my boy to come through, jump on the track, and wave it out for us.
Oh, yeah, Born Hustler, yeah. Am I the Hustler? Shout out to M.I. once again. Like I said, free M.I. I can't wait to touch the town, my brother, man.
Red,
you know what? We're going to get into that one right now.
Born Hustler, this is real talk.
Yeah.
That
all
right,
Jonathan up. Davis, for sure. Here's some more fire by Frontline, titled Born Hustler. Remember where you heard
line.
It first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Food and we got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustler love. I was birthed in them. Cops wanna knock. DA wanna knock. Cops wanna knock. DA wanna knock. Food and we got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustler love. I was birthed in them. Cops wanna knock. DA wanna knock.
On them, homie, tell them come and get me. I'm climbing to the top and won't stop until I get there. You're running out of breath, I'm at my best like I've been here. Labels acting stupid, they don't want to see me prosper. Bring the game back to life like I'm a motherfucking doctor. Mixed with a twist of pop and popper. But they say time is money, so I'm flowing like a dollar. They came my way, spending honeys all around my beehive. Pretty boy show, but much fly than the G5. I'm coming for the king, homie, y'all better believe it. They say that boy cocky like that nigga needs Jesus. But I won't fucking stop until I'm sitting next to Jesus. Pull up on my throne, I'm in my zone like I'm weeded. Chilling in the sky, feeling high like I'm weeded. Like dog, I'm in my prime, I got a right to be defeated.
Got rid of that dirt for them. What's the born hustler love? I was birthed in them. Cops wanna knock.
Y'all have a very versatile style, which is a explosive thing when y'all go to flow. Now,
thank you.
No doubt. Appreciate what's it. The next step for Frontline?
Inshallah, hopefully the top, man. You know the next. I mean, we still gonna keep working, fighting where we at right now at this underground stage till we get our head above this water. It never stops.
Yeah. Definitely good.
Well, it never stops. Good. We just gonna keep grinding, keep working.
My line.
We keep smashing showcases. Any open mic showcases, we there. We smashing that. You understand what I'm saying? Anywhere somebody's gonna be at, we there. We showing up. Frontline sweaters, hoodies, we giving out our CDs. I mean, we moving as one.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. Real talk, that's the way it's supposed to be. But that's the end of this segment. I want to thank y'all. I want y'all to give them all y'all information. My lines is flooded. I don't know.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if y'all want to win tickets, because the next segment, they're giving away tickets to the Swagger Ball. If y'all want to stay on and win that, and, you know, do that, y'all can do that. You know, but what I want y'all to do is give all y'all information, because my line is flooded. Give them your number, your Facebook, your Twitter, where they can get your music, how they can get your music, get them all out.
Okay. Yo, bro, you got this?
Yeah. Go Glizzy Loves Company. You can go on Instagram, Glizzy Loves Company. That's Blizz. Got Grown Man B.I. That's B.I. You go on my Runway Rock. As far as the clothing, everything's on mine. Or on my Instagram, email runway5904. All bookings, any interest, or you want to get to know us, you having an event, you want us to come through. I mean, that's runway5904@gmail.
Just with all Google bookings. Us. Google Blizz Ladden. Google BLIZLADEN. Google. Everything's gonna pop up. That Piff, Reverb Nation, any site that they got free music, just go to it and type in Frontline or Blizz Ladden. We gonna pop. YouTube, we heavy. Just follow us, people. Get with us now.
Yeah, shout out to GQ Palace Radio for real. Appreciate
no, y'all. I don't know if y'all was informed, but we also put y'all in the magazine. We gonna let y'all know when that come out and everything, and fill y'all in on that.
Okay, I'm on the camera. I made it. Y'all make me feel good at GQ, man.
Yeah, the magazine and all that. But is there any shout-outs y'all want to give?
Yeah, definitely. Big shout-out, first and foremost. Shout-out to the man upstairs, you know what I'm saying? Making my dreams come true so far, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout-out to the Allen of Staten, the Forgotten Pharaoh, Staten Allen, you know, Harbor World, Frontline USA, we making it. We striving, we working for greatness, that's all we know, you know what I mean? And it's going to happen, just bear with us. CMG, shout out to CMG, shout out to SD, Import G's, you know, all my bros out there grinding, FlocksburyStreet.com, get on that site.
Cheddar Bang.
Bridge Boys, Cheddar Bang, all my peoples out there, you know what I mean? Really working out here, Certified Entertainment. We striving for greatness.
Word.
Everybody, Black Kings, anybody from Staten Island, if you really, really supporting us and you really, you know what I mean, hoping the best for us, you know what I mean, because at the end of the day, we make it, we bring it back, we going to bring it back to the hood, like for real. Like a lot of people get on and they forget, you know what I mean, but we bring it back. We ain't even knowing that we here, like, you know what I mean, we here, we doing toy drives, you know what I mean.
We you name it, we that. Involved.
And we ain't even on yet, you know what I mean? So we doing that right now for the hood. We got a fashion show coming up this spring. All the proceeds is going. Everything. We about to make it happen, man.
Non-profit organizations. We working.
No doubt. Well, I'm definitely gonna be rotating y'all joint. Y'all could definitely know that. Definitely know that. I'm definitely gonna be rotating that joint. Any exclusive, and you know, y'all welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. Just hit us up. No risk. Check this out. We want to come on the air. Boom, bop, bang. It's never a problem.
Yeah,
exactly.
I just appreciate it.
Appreciate the love.
I just,
family.
Number. I just
I just blasted the number on Instagram and all that. So a lot of them calls is for us. You know what I mean? You might have to deal with that.
You can deal with it.
We'll have to deal with that after we get off.
Once again, shout out to the whole Staten Island. Shout out to the whole Frontline Movement. There's too many dudes to name. Y'all know where y'all are.
Free Bad Bliss, man. I got
him on another
line. I really
don't
know you on another line right now, so
let me go. All right, for sure. Frontline, Don Diesel.
Yo, Bliss,
let it. All right, y'all. Coming up next, we have My Swagger Is Crazy and the Ciroc Boys. And they're going to be giving out tickets to the Swagger Ball that's going to be going down March 16th at Riverbank. So to win your tickets, make sure you stay on the line when Swagger and them come on so they can give you let you know what it is and how you can win them. And we'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Naughty. all in my kitty cat. Half a brick of gate in the bra with her titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push weight. Fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away on my lead wood spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benji.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have my Swagger is Crazy. Swagger, welcome to the show. Swagger, Swagger, what's
going on, Rich? I got my man, Earth and Rock Boys, that are on the line.
All right.
Yo, I'm here.
Yo, what's good? Yo, I want to thank y'all. It's an honor. My line is flooded.
Okay.
So I want to get into, you know, real fast, the Swagger Ball thing that's going down on the 16th.
Oh, the Swagger Ball? You know, that's something I do every year for my birthday. Started that like 3 years ago. It's the third annual one. You know, real elegant joint. No sneakers, no boots for jeans. No jeans for men or women, you know. Suits, ties, real grown. And this year, the first year the Rock Boys is doing it with me. So let me let them speak a little bit. There, Earth.
Yeah, we just coming out, and Swagger like us is representing us, and so far, it's been real lovely. And the Swagger Ball, same thing. It's going to be. You gotta be there or be square.
He's gonna be square.
it's definitely gonna be in the house. You gotta dig in your closet and bring out the best shit. Whatever you got, if you ain't got no shit in your closet, go shop. Go get some shit.
All right, now, that's a Rock Boy. Let me ask you. All right. Who am I speaking to? Which Rock Boy am I speaking to?
This is Herb, the president of the Rock Boy.
All right, Herb, let me ask you something. How long have you just started doing the promotion with
Swagger,
Rock right?
Boys has been in existence since 09, but I've been promoting since like 91. I've been through the grinding, black and gold, Hennessy, fucking... Potato.
Wait.
I've been through the business for a minute.
Okay, Rob, let me switch. I see you like swag. I have all listeners right now. I took about 16, 17, 18.
Well, I'm listening. What you say, Richard?
What makes sound like my grandfather cutting up a storm right now? It's all good.
Hey, Rich,
you're
a fool.
It's all good. You know, you got to have fun, Swag. You know, you got to have fun. Now, let me ask you, how did you and the Rock Boys meet up? How did y'all link up?
We knew each other for years. We knew each other for, like, over maybe 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, I've been in the game for a minute. They've been in the game for a minute. We just is on different sides. Not saying we're on a different sides as far as negative, but as far as business.
Yeah, so
one
now
day,
you do. Go ahead.
Then one day, you know, Earn and Wani, which is the CEO, came to me. We just talked about it for a minute. Then we said, fuck it, let's do it. And it's been it's a Rock Boy Swagger like us and the Swagger family since then.
Now, what actually made you decide to do this event at Riverbank? Because that's where it's at, right, Riverbank?
Yeah, a tango. Oh, what made me do it there, because I can't see no other place really that you could dress up the way I wanted, besides the Paradise Theater, and people really want to put on some clothes and go to an elegant joint, an elegant venue. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to have it at motherfucking Sweet James, or not taking nothing from them, but, you know... You ain't gonna have an OG. You ain't put on no clothes for all that.
And not only that, it ain't big enough. Neither one of those spots is big enough for that.
Nah, yeah, really. Plus, you know, it's like there's like certain things you do and certain things you don't do. Like I'd be a fool to throw an elegant, especially my birthday party in Sweet Jane. I mean, you fuck around, we waiting outside for me.
I definitely feel you on that. Now, let them know some of the people, because I've seen on Facebook, you can let them know, like, some of the people that's going to be involved with it, you know, like, we'll try, because, you know, some people that you're going to have there. Because my lines is flooded. All I need them to do is press 1, you know, to find out exactly what's going on. We have Swagger. Some more people just came on. We have Swagger and the Ciroc Boys on the air right now. Just press 1 to get on the air to speak to Swagger and the Ciroc Boy, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. If you're on your PC, the number to call is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air live. All right, now what you saying, Swag?
Well, the lineup for the party is for the event. But this ain't a party, this is an event. The lineup is we got DJ LA Love, World Track, Boogie Black. We got the Swagger family hosting it, Phenomenal Woman's hosting it. The promoters on the event is Swagger Like Us, the Rock Boys, Good Girls, Trendsetters. Who else is on there? Who else is on there?
You said, that's about it. You just said about just about everybody that's on there.
Yeah, we got Red Cake, and we got, and this is also, this is the first event that me and my brother Keeper has done in, what, a year together? We're getting the real, it's going to be real nice. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Everybody looking forward to this. Like last year, you was there last year and we did the Paradise Theater. That was crazy. So I can't imagine it doing no place else but tie in. And I want to thank the Ciroc Boys. They've been stepping up to the plate real hard about their business. And everything is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting for the 16th.
I feel you. We have a call on the line, because when we come back after the call, I want to ask Mr. Rock Boy something. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello? Shit, here we go with this again?
Hello, caller, are you there? Let me see. K, you there?
Yo, what's good, family?
Oh, all right, there we go. What's going on, K?
Maintaining, showing love to GQ Palace, Swagger family. What's happening?
What's going on, bro? Everything good. Hope to see you on the 16th.
Yes, absolutely. Hip hop, you know, we are hip hop, so, you know, we got to represent.
All the time. It's going to be real nice.
Absolutely, man. I want to give big shots out to your movement, man. I love what you're doing. Sounds really major. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you rocking with the homie Rich, GQ Palace. I know y'all doing y'all thing, man. And, you know, I just want to show support. Band family, you know, we definitely in the building, man. And, I just love to see my people making progress. So that's what it's all about.
Of course. Thanks a lot, bro. And we thank you for the support.
No doubt, okay?
Mandatory. Rich was good, family.
I can't call it. I might spoil it.
Yeah, it's an all-ass gangster fucking... Everybody say it's all-ass gangster shit.
You know?
Yeah, I can't call it. I'll spoil it.
You know, yes, that's indeed. How I gotta be, man. I'm in relax mode right now. You know, Swag, every time you come on, I'll be in relax mode, because I'm like, hey, I'm gonna have a phone.
Yeah.
I got my,
you know how we do.
No doubt.
Yo, I just want to make it very clear, man, that real talk, man, like whatever the homie Rich, GQ Palace, and everybody that's affiliated, they fuck with my peoples, man. Band music is behind 1,000%. So, Rich, man, whatever the movement is, you know, we've been at 1,010%.
No doubt. Stay here. Good luck.
That's what's
no
up.
Doubt.
Yo,
no, man.
Where that nigga want
yo.
Hold on. I'm getting ready to put them on right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Yo.
Who they want? Is it Don Juan
CEO?
What is going on, dog?
Hey, man. Yo.
know you got this Gucci Swagger Ball coming up.
Oh, no, it's going to be bananas.
Fourth Thursday of the month in OG Tavern.
Oh, yeah, can't forget about that. The fourth Thursday of every month, the Rock Boys at OG Tavern.
So come out, show some support. You know we'll do it for y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Major
salute. Major salute.
You already know.
No
keep it positive. But
no
in a few more months, it's about to be a mean takeover in the game. The game won't change.
Right, Swagger Ball. And we got a surprise for the Swagger Ball. So Rob Boy got a surprise. Swagger, you don't even know about this.
Oh, now, there we go.
About to turn it all the way up.
Let me tell you, last time I made a surprise, they gave me a little sports jacket.
They got you.
It's a little sports jacket.
That little tiny sports jacket.
They gave me a little sports jacket. My arm couldn't even go on that shit.
Now, let me ask you, Ciroc Boy, Donkey,
yeah.
How did y'all come up with that name?
Well, actually, me and Juan the Don, well, this is Earn again. Me and Juan the Don was sitting one day trying to figure it out. But our little brother, every time we would go out, he would go to the DJ and pay the DJ to holler, Ciroc Boys is in the house. And we just took it from there and ran with it. Me and Juan the Don came
up. You ain't run with it, nigga. Y'all niggas jetting with it. Fuck you ain't run.
You're right. We jetting. But we came up with that logo with the two bottles being the Twin Towers or the World Trade Center with the skyline. And it just took off from there.
Wow. So that's serious right there. Now, out of Ciroc Boys, how many of is y'all?
It's four. It's four of us. It's four Ciroc Boys. Juan the Don, Big Earn, ROH, which is Rella Harlem, and Reg, a.k.a. 250.
Yeah, I gave that nigga that name. We're going to talk about that another time.
Now, I know Scrap, he been doing it for a while. Y'all started in the 90s. What made you start doing promotional events?
Well, actually, I'm the one that talked them into doing it because I've been in the game for a minute and dealing with it and being around Juan and knowing where he what he got and what he his background. I knew we was able to to pull it off like the way we did.
I definitely feel you. I definitely feel you on that. Wow. So
all he needed was the little push and the guidance and the information to make sure that it comes out properly.
So when you feel like, all right, you know what, you're gonna be like, all right, you know what, time's up, I'm done doing promotional events, I'm gonna relax now. When do you feel that time is gonna come?
That we're gonna do what now?
That you're gonna feel like, all right,
it's over, nigga. And the church ain't gonna be no time soon.
That it's gonna be over where we don't do no events anymore.
Yeah, well, you feel like
it's never gonna come to that day. We started it, and we're gonna do it until the end of time.
So
as long as we got a person that's willing to walk in the door and buy a ticket from us, we're gonna continue to do it.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel this is something you can make a career out of?
Well, I already got a career, so no. I'm not trying to live off of that. I'm living off of my career. I'm an executive chef. That's my career. But that's my hobby. Promoting and making sure everybody has fun, that's a hobby of mine, not a career. I'm not trying to live off of that.
See, this is where people get it fucked up at. Promotion is not a fucking career. It's something you enjoy to do. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're enjoying what you do, you're going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I enjoy what I do. You know, I like to sit down and have meetings and me and some of my boys.
It's not even about enjoying it. It's about enjoying seeing other people enjoying what you're doing and what you're bringing about.
I know we have more callers. Do we still have K on the line? Because I think we still have K on the line, and I have some other callers. Okay, you still online?
Indeed.
All right, stay on the line. I want to bring.
I have a question. I hear the brothers doing major things. Shout out to the Ciroc boys. And primarily, I wanted to know, you know, for myself and for the people, how can we win those exclusive tickets?
How can you win exclusive tickets to the Swagger Ball?
Yeah.
Well, we wasn't doing anything unless Swag, that's something you gotta talk to Swag about.
Yeah, you know what I do? Every time I come on the show, I give a few tickets away. You know what I'm saying? Support GQ Palace and who support them. So what we do is we ask the questions. So being that the Rock Boys on the air, we're going to let the Rock Boys ask the questions.
Well, I'm about collecting the dollar from that ticket. So if you bring me a couple of people, I'm going to give you a couple of tickets. That's how you're going to win those tickets. You know,
Anytime you want to call, come through. All you got to do is hit me on the hip.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. That's 100. I'm just putting my hundreds on it, man. I got support for you guys. Yeah, and you're cracking me up right now. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? Swagged out, buddy. All right? All right. Come on, that's all.
All right, bro. Thanks a lot.
Well, we have another caller, Swag. Hold on.
All right. Hello, Swag.
Hello,
Swag. Hello, Swag. Hello, Swag.
Hello,
Swag.
Hello,
Swag.
Hello, Swag.
Hello, Swag.
Oh, shit. What up, T?
Oh, damn.
Who rules the world but Pisces?
You know how we do. We Pisces, you know.
And you know this.
You know how we doing it.
There. I will be there.
You be there? You better be there. You're celebrating your birthday. How are you not going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You know, I'm not going to even ask the question because you know I know. But anywho.
Right.
I want to ask the Ciroc guys, the boys, Ciroc boys, how is it working with Swagger?
How are we what?
How is it working with Swagger? I know you have mad fun.
Is it working with Swagger? You have the wrong nigga, wrong question. Wait. Hold on, Swag. You said, how is it working with Swagger?
Yes.
It's a headache. You know you asked the wrong nigga the wrong question. It's a headache working with Swagger, but we get it done. At the end of the day, everything works out well.
And I'm sure y'all have mad fun, right?
Exactly. And we have fun.
No, that's what counts. I just wanted to get on and show you guys some love.
Wow. Okay, now you show love. Now what?
That's my question.
Oh,
so,
now
I'm still waiting for my goddamn home cooked meal, T.
Huh?
I'm still waiting for my goddamn food.
Okay, you supposed to be coming to get it. When you come,
I do. Oh, I'm gonna come get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. All right, we gotta get up.
We'll talk about it.
All right, baby.
All right. Take care.
You too.
See you on the
16th. In a fucking corner with the rest of
the fucking phone. That's real. That's real. That's real.
Hey,
real?
Yeah.
Yo,
hold on.
Yo, Val.
Yo, Swag.
Still your hair. Yeah.
We have Mikey D coming on next. What I want you to do is let everybody know about the Swagger Board one more time, get them all the information and everything, because my lines is flooded right now.
All right, right now the Swagger Board is in hell. Saturday, March 15th, Cayenne Supper Club. What's up, Ray? Hold on 1 minute. 145th Street and Riverside Drive inside Riverbank Park. Doors open 9 to 3. DJ LA Love, hosted by Will Track and Boogie Black. And also the Phenomenal Women and the Swagger Family will be hosting this event. It's my birthday party. It's an upscale attire event. No boots, no jeans, no hoodies, no sportswear. Ladies, evening gowns, ballroom gowns, cocktail dresses, sexy dresses, heels, mandatory. Gentlemen, suits, ties, blazers, tuxedos, no jeans, no boots, no fitted, no hoodies, no sportswear of any kind or any color. You will not get in, ticket or not. Well, what's up?
Swag, exactly. What's up, bro? I'm pretty sure everybody heard that.
This dude right here, Rella Hall, one of the Rock Boys.
Oh. And who's that?
This is Rella Hall,
Rella Hall, the Rock Boys forever.
All right, what's going on, Rell? Now, let me ask you something. Because we got another segment, but I want to ask you a question real fast. All right? The Ciroc Boys is considered a movement together. What's the worst thing about being in a movement?
It isn't the worst thing about being in this movement right here. We all brothers. All for one and one for all.
I like that, man. I know y'all all brothers. I just wanted to know if you knew that.
Yo, I know y'all all brothers. Get away from the hindrance.
Nigga, I'm in the streets. Nigga, see what I do.
But now, on the real, Swagger mentioned his events. If Ciroc Boys got any events coming up besides the Swagger Ball, let them know about that real fast.
On the Ciroc Boys got OZ Tavern.
On the 28th. The last Thursday, OZ Tavern. Every month in the Bronx, OZ Tavern. Ciroc Boy Thursday. Ciroccin' Thursday.
All right. Yo, Swag, you know, it's always an honor having you on. You know,
yes,
I want to thank
you,
the Ciroc Boys.
You already know Ciroc Boy forever. John Wong, 250, Big Gun, Real Harlem.
Tight, man. That was Dawn.
Man.
You got people calling. They was calling. They heard you. They just they missing it now. You want people to bring people to win tickets.
You know how Earn is about that dollar, that's why I love him. No doubt.
But Swag, we definitely gonna be up there. The Rock Boys, we definitely gonna be up there. It's an honor. Anytime
you
wanna come do some events or promote an event, it's never a problem.
All right, bro.
And tell her you don't have to give out tickets. If you just want to come promote an event.
All right. All right, I got you. All
right.
Quark.
No doubt.
Ciroc Boys,
Dawgs and Divas.
What?
Coming up next, we have Pioneer Mikey D in the building. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good,
and all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Allen, they keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps a act with minks on the back.
and she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuck when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Once again, my lines is flooded. I do have to apologize for the profanity. You know, I don't usually allow profanity on the show. You know, we're doing a rest in peace to Biggie as well, so he had profanity and the music and all that. I do apologize, you know. But tonight, you know, we're doing it for Biggie. We got some big things going on tonight, like I said. And with me right now, I have Pioneer Mikey D. Mike, welcome to the show.
Oh, yo, Big Rich, what up, baby?
What's going on, Mike? What's good? What's good?
Man, I'm maintaining. You know I'm doing what I do, man. Yo, I brought my DJs with me on this call, so I'm in four-wheel drive now.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good, like Biggie said. Well, Mike, what's been going on? I hear you got some big things going on right now.
Yeah, man, we just formulated a group called Elements of Hip Hop. It's also a movement. It's also our label. You know, it's myself, DJ Mercury, and Grand Wizard Rasheen. We just completed the album, getting ready for release on April 2nd. We got the single dropping on March 15th. We got the listening party on April 1st. We about to just do it, man. I feel like a teenager again. It's going to be like a trip right back to the future, man, a breath of fresh air for hip hop.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, earlier, I had Silver Fox on, and we was talking. And, you know, we was talking about the music industry as well and everything. You know, like you said, you got the elements of hip-hop. You know, it's a group, it's a movement, you know, born from bringing breath of fresh air to hip-hop state of emergency.
That's right. That's right.
No doubt. Explain that to them. Explain that phrase to them real fast, Mike.
Well, basically, you know, it's like, The state that hip hop is in right now, it lost its authenticity. You know what I'm saying? It's not fun anymore, and it's not about skills, and it's all about who you know and how much money you got. And like a lot of the rappers today, you know, they're rapping from their pockets and not their heart. You know what I mean? So elements of hip hop, you know, and also a lot of the hip hop that's coming out today, they forgot about the DJ. And you can't forget that if it wasn't for the DJ, there would be no MC. So
exactly.
What we did was I got two DJs. So like I said, I'm in four-wheel drive. It gets no better than that. And
no better.
And that's why we call elements of hip-hop, because it's two elements of hip-hop, the DJ and the MC. You know what I mean? So, and when I say a breath of fresh air, I mean a breath of fresh air. It's back to the skills. I don't have to kill nobody in my record. I don't have to wear two or three chains. You know what I mean? I don't have to drive three cars at the same time or none of that. I'm bringing it back to the skills, to the fun, and all of that. Man, I'm bringing the Kangos back. I'm doing all of that. I'm gonna make old school look new again. For real.
I definitely feel you. Now, what I want to ask you,
Now, compare, like I asked Fox, back then, the financial space, compare to back then to now, do you feel like you've been cheated out of the financial status compared to back then to now? Because back then, y'all was making music. Now, it seems like some artists are just making nonsense. Do you feel cheated in that way?
Yeah, well, like as I said in the beginning, man, I've always done it from the heart and not from the pocket. So it wasn't never about a check, you know what I mean? It was all about the respect and the notoriety and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, that's where the difference comes in. That's why I'm hip-hop and not rap. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm from the pocket. I mean, I'm from the heart, you know. So I don't feel cheated. I wouldn't mind a check you know, if I get hurt, a disability check, or when I retire, a nice pension. But, you know, unfortunately, it ain't, you know, hip hop ain't built like that. It's going to take cats like us to make that happen, you know?
Well, I want you to let everybody know, because like I said, my lines is flooded. What's the difference between the hip hop that was back then compared to the hip hop that's out now?
Well, like I said, back then it was about the DJ and the MC. Everybody was doing this thing from their heart. They was really going at it. We wasn't worried about getting paid for it because we was doing what we loved to do. You know what I mean? And then back then, you had to have skills if you was going to, you know, try to go any further as far as recordings or whatever. You had to have skills. See, nowadays, it's not about what you know, it's who you know, and everybody and their mom's got a studio in their own crib, because we're in the digital age now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, how do you actually feel about that, considering the fact it's a digital age? Because nowadays, DJs is not even scratching. You know, you don't hear the transformer mixing, you don't hear the real scratching that's going on, or anything like that. So how do you actually feel about that?
You know what's funny, Rich? You mentioned the Transformer scratch. My DJ Rasheem, he created that. You know what I mean? But look, word up, he created that. I let him break that down. But to make a long story short, I'm not mad at the digital age, but it just simplified a lot of things for these cats. You know what I mean? But it only made the cats like Rasheen and Mercury. Well, Mercury, I can't even say, because Mercury doesn't use Serato or any of that. He's strictly the crate keeper. He digs in the crates. We go on shows, and he got 20 crates of records with him. You know what I mean? But brothers like Rasheen that's into the computer age, that was already nice with the crates, it just made him 20 times better because it's easier for him. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the DJs that's using Serato in them don't really... Serato and all that, they don't really have skills. They didn't have skills until the Serato came out. But cats like with Rasheen had skills before Serato. Then when Serato came out, it just made him even worse. You know what I mean? So I ain't mad.
I'm telling you. So who you said was the one that invented the Transformer scratching?
Grand, was it Rasheen?
Yes,
Rasheen.
Right,
okay,
let them know.
All right. Well, you know, I'm from Southwest Philly, and I taught DJ Cash Money, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and basically everybody that, you know, won belts in Philly, you know. And as far as like the way that the turntable is to the side, I invented that. I was the first one to DJ like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically all the cuts and the tricks and all that came from me. So everybody basically wanted to, you know, do what I was doing.
Because a lot of people actually...
So they start giving people names. They start giving names of the cuts. Like the Transformer, that's just one of the cuts that I do. And they just took it and just, you know what I'm saying? They just went with it.
Yeah,
it's
just
left with the name. I got a lot of cuts. I don't have names for them.
How did you feel about the fact that these DJs not actually scratching but acting like they really doing something when all they're doing is really pressing a button? You know, back then, you know, you had the crates, the turntables, but now you got this technology stuff that's really not showing their experience upon being a DJ. And you that invented the Transformer scratch. And some people actually think Jazzy Jeff invented that.
Because, Nah.
But how do you feel about that fact where, you know, that you were DJ and you're one of the main, you are the person that started a lot of scratching that was going on back then, and now they got this technology where you got people just scratching, these DJs just scratching and not really doing nothing. Do you feel that how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel sorry for them because, you know, they got to get into the crates, real records, to be a real DJ. They can't just be pushing buttons. Buttons are not going to make you no pro or better than what you are. You just a computer DJ. But like you said earlier, but to a guy like me, if you want to push buttons against a guy like me, you push a button, I'm good at that too. Matter of fact, I'm better. Like you said, it made it easier for a person like me.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel you. And see, like I was saying with me and Silver Fox, like I had him on earlier, he expressed a lot of stuff to people that was listening about the hip-hop trail, you know, the elements of hip-hop and all that. You understand? So, Mikey D, let me ask you, if you had the chance to do something with an artist that's out in that right now, you know, considering the fact that, you know, their music is not exactly what it's supposed to be. They're not sending no messages out. You know,
right.
To me, like I said, they're sending out nonsense. You know, it's not a message that they were sending out back then. If you had a chance to do something, and an artist came, let's say, for instance, I'm going to say I'm Lil Wayne. Did you actually do something with Lil Wayne? Because to me, I'm going to be truthful. I don't know a word Lil Wayne is saying.
Me and Lil Wayne, it's like our calibers are completely different. So, I mean, Lil Wayne is hot at what he does, but the only thing he could do for me is a hook. That's it. He don't have to spit no rhymes or nothing. He could do a hook, and I'm satisfied with it. Or he could be my Flavor Flav. I wouldn't really want him to spit because I want people to understand where I'm going with it, and I'm not trying to ride on nobody's coattail. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
not something real, not some phony baloney.
Yeah. You know, I'm not mad at Lil Wayne or the new generation because, you know, I think the older cats like ourselves, we should have raised our children better. You know what I mean? Our parenting skills weren't up to par. We should have gave them a sense of direction. But, you know, we let them run wild, and that's what happens when you let the kids run wild, man. You get your Lil Wayne's running around with their drawers and Pampers showing, you know.
I definitely feel you. But what I want to do right now, Mike, I want to get into one of your singles, Been So Long. Tell them about that single.
Well, Been So Long is an album, one of the album cuts that's coming out on April 2nd. Been So Long is, you know, we remade the Anita Baker joint. I had my own girl, Lizzie Cabello, sing the hook. And it's like one of those heartfelt songs. And I felt, you know, I've been away for a little while. Cats hadn't heard me for a minute. So I thought this would be nice, something nice and smooth to listen to and give y'all flashbacks. You know what I mean? So Been So Long is definitely that joint, word for word.
All right, so we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas. Also, the phone lines is open if you want to speak to Mikey D. And you're already on the line. All you have to do is press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Stay on the line to hear the show. Right now, we're getting into this exclusive Fire by Mikey D, Been So Long. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Been so long. I'm missing you, baby.
While these rappers coming out still can't see me with vibe vocals. If I waited any longer, I'd have had to play the back. If I came out any sooner, I'd have had to pack a ratchet. I rap, not promote smoke or brag about my Nina. Peace to Laurelton, Rochdale, Southside, even Casino Boulevard. Large professor in the lab, catch the Q17 on the Ave, I hop a cab.
Hey.
All the ladies who support eyes and my brain, what's my name?
Mikey D.
And where I be?
NYC.
Parsons and Arch, your last stop on the E. It's all fine, it's my turn to shine. Word, it's been a long time.
Because you know we have 9 episodes, and on like 3 of the episodes I rotate music. That's like, you definitely going to be rotating that, because people definitely need to hear that. Ain't no question about it. Because you know right now we got 9 different episodes a week. So you definitely going to be rotating that. Ain't no question about it. You know,
Good looking.
No doubt. Now, did you have a problem with, you know, hopefully it didn't come out to a situation? Because, you know, some people, they have a problem with you sampling and tracks and doing what they do. But you didn't have no problem with doing that, did you?
Well, what we did was we didn't even use samples. My man Jerome Bosco out of Paris, he sent us the track first. And we was using, you know, it was a little sample, but we liked the arrangement of the song. But I knew Anita Baker really didn't like hip-hop artists using our records. So what we did was, we just got my man Billy Badass from Bass Cat Band to play all of the instruments live. We got Libby Cabello to sing the hook. And we just basically jacked Anita Baker. But on those ASCAP and you know, our publishing, we definitely blessed her with all of that. You know what I mean? All we're going to get is writer's royalties for the lyrics. And that's mm-hmm. that. As far as the song, the music and her, you know, the hook, Anita Baker is going to be paid. You know what I mean? Because I believe in treating everybody fair. And I ain't burning no bridges because I can't swim.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gwen Wizard Rashid just has you on the line. Now, like you said, you started the transforming stuff and everything. How did you come up with your name, Grand Wizard Rashid?
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Truthfully, I really don't remember that one. All I remember is that I woke up and I was Grand Wizard Rashid in the '70s. I'm telling you. Everybody always asks me that, and I can't remember. I was just Grand Wizard Rashid.
Now,
in the '70s.
Wow.
Yeah,
see, a lot of people.
Because what it is, see, I used to dance. I danced with this crew called Franchise Dancers in Philly, like Soul Steppers. Matter of fact, Cash Money was in my crew too, dancing. That's how he started dancing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, a lot of people don't even know that that's listening right now. So I hope y'all all taking heed to what's going on.
Yeah,
right
Will
now.
Smith was in my crew too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, we had a crew called Super Bad Disco and Franchise Dancers.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, if you could change something that's dealing with the DJ mixing that's going on right now, what would it be?
If I could change something?
Yeah, you know, with these DJs out here that's really not experienced, but they think they are because they scratching on really nothing that's not even with the needle. Where, you know, maybe you have to put that penny or that dime on top of that needle and you know, do what you had to do to really show your skills. So they're not actually showing those skills. So what would you actually do if you feel you could change it so they could show those skills? What would you actually do?
I can't change technology, so I will have to teach them a way to use like the Serato, like, you know, like they use regular records. Basically, he said earlier, we got to teach the young people what we know, because they didn't have no really teachers. That's why they a little off. So, you know, I would teach what I know. I can't, you know, that.
I definitely feel you. Now, Mike, you there? Now, I want you to let the people know, how did you come up with your name, Mikey D? Explain that to them.
Oh, man, that's the funniest story on earth. I was down with a group. When I first started, we was the Terrible Two and Crew. Terrible was bad. You know, that meant bad meaning good. You know what I mean? Terrible Two and Crew. So I was part of the crew. It was my man Little B and D Money, and I was gonna be Mikey Mike. And we went to the store to get the letters ironed on, or something like that. And I know we had to get our zodiac signs down the pant leg. My sign is Sagittarius, so that's a lot of letters. And it was 75 cents a letter, right? So I didn't have enough money for the IKE, so I just put Mikey D on the back of the shirt instead of Mikey Mike, and I've been Mikey D ever since. But at the same time, it still made sense because my last name is Deering, you know what I mean? So that's how I came up with the Mikey D.
Oh, okay. Now, Mike, what I want you to do, because I want to play another one of your singles, but what I want you to do is, you know, you've been on, it was a while back, it was one of my first guest when GQ College first started. You understand? I want you to let, matter of fact, we have a call. I want to bring the call on real fast. I'd like to get the call done. You know, everybody else, if you're listening, just press 1 to go on the air. So we're going to bring the call on right now. Hello, call, are you there?
Hi, how are you? This is Shasha.
Hello.
How you doing?
Shasha.
Yeah,
Shasha, what's up, Shasha?
I had to call and give a shout out to the Elements of Hip Hop, Mikey D. Grimm, Wizard Rasheen and DJ Mercury. Those are my people, and I love them to death, and I can't wait for the release.
Yeah,
of the
we love you too.
on April 1st, and you guys are awesome. You're wonderful, and thank you for bringing good music back. I'm with you guys, or whatever. I'm with you too, Rich Money now.
All right.
So you guys keep your thing. Change the way we listen to music and how the industry is ran. We are the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Thank you.
We part of the Catch a Groove family now.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I'll see you at the album release party, most definitely, and I can't wait.
Okay, Shaw.
No doubt. We can't wait to see
you. Yeah, good show, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Okay,
peace.
Thank you.
DJ Mercury.
Now, Mike, what I want. All right.
Yep.
Is Shasha still here or did she hang up?
No, honey, I ain't hanging up. Just go ahead and talk. I'll listen. All right,
all right.
Until you
okay,
go,
okay.
Y'all got to go first. Dude, I'm right here.
All right. Now, Mike, what I want you to let everybody know is, like I said, you were on the show before, let them know how you've been through so much in the music industry with LL and all of them, and you know what you established in certain situations. You know, let them know all that.
All right, well, the LL situation, I know, like, somebody got a computer on? I hear mad feedback.
Yeah, I don't know. It's only me and you
right now.
All right. No, I'm good. All right, here you go. But check it out. Like, as far as LL Cool J, I gotta clarify, like, a lot of stuff. Because, like, coming up, I've been ragging LL and dragging his name through the dirt and just doing some, you know, saying foul things about the brother. I'm just going to clarify it right here on GQ Palace. It's like this. When LL and I were young, we were about maybe 14 or 15 when we met. You know, his name was JC. And you know, anyway, like, long story short, he changed his name to Cool J, and we was walking down Merrick Boulevard. Everybody around my way used to have, you know, nicknames like Playboy, Ever-Loving, Lovable. And Cool J was just Cool J. I just made a suggestion about, you know, maybe you should be like the ladies love Cool J, because he always rapped about how he wanted the ladies to love him and things like that. So he took the name, and that's how the LL was born. Now, as far as him, like, in my style and my image, I fed into a lot of that because, like, in those days, I was drinking a lot of beers and stuff like that, and I was around a bunch of people that was also miserable. So everybody was really basically hating on what LL was doing because I wasn't out there. I was nice and all of that, but I wasn't out there. So, of course, I fell into that peer pressure of disrespecting him. As far as the, you know, the style, he was nice when I met him. We were supposed to battle and all of this stuff, but we wound up, like, comparing notes, you know, before we even went up there to battle, and we liked the way each other sound because we reminded each other of each other. So technically, he already had that style. I can't say he stole my style. And as far as the image, a lot of people got the misconception saying that he stole my image as far as wearing sweatsuits and tangos. I got that image from people before me. So how can I invent, how can I claim a style that I didn't invent? Know what I mean? So I just want to get that clear. As far as LL Cool J and his career, Cool J was more focused than I was. He dreamed a lot bigger than me. He was focused on the industry, and I was focused in the streets. You know what I mean? That dude took it to a whole nother level. I can't be mad at him for my failures. When he first got the contract with Def Jam, I was the first person that he came to. He told me that, yo, we could be Run DMC, man. All we got to do is sign this contract. But my stupid ass, excuse my language, I was too stubborn, and, you know, I couldn't see that far. I didn't see the big picture. I was drinking beers and getting, you know, messed up and letting people talk trash, you know, about this man. And, you know, I just regret it now. I should have listen to him and sign the paper and all of that. But much love to LL Cool J, man. You know what I mean? But me and that man been through a lot. Over the years, I took sucker punches at him on records and stuff like that when I really didn't have a reason to, because all of his accomplishments, he did it the way he was supposed to do it. He took nothing from me. And if anything, he tried to bring me along, but it was my stubbornness that prevented that. I can't blame him for that. You know what I mean? So now that I got that off my chest, my shoulders feel a lot
lighter. I just had to clarify that, though. You know what I mean? But me and L definitely been through a lot, and I apologize to that man publicly for any time I dragged his name through the dirt, because he didn't deserve that. You know what I mean? Like I said, he was focused in the street, and I was focused in the street, and that was the difference, man. And that's why where I'm at where I am, and he's where he is, and it's all good. But now me and Cool J, we got a new relationship. Me and him is cool again, and I want to keep it on that path. You know what I mean? It's like getting a best friend back after 30 years. You know what I mean? So I had to clarify that.
No doubt. It would take a real man to even apologize. What I want to get into is another one of your singles real fast. Hip Hop Ain't the Same. Talk about that.
Hip Hop Ain't the Same is basically self-explanatory. It is like, it is explaining, you know, what's going on with the state of hip hop right now. And this is one of those breaths of fresh air. You know, all the cats from our era and up, they could definitely relate to what I'm saying. And also, even the newer cats that's coming out that disagree with some of the music that their peers are making, they can agree with this. Everybody can vibe to this tune right here, man. Word up. Hip hop ain't the same.
All right, Dons and Divas, you heard it straight from Mikey D. Here's some more fire. Hip hop ain't the same here on G2 College. Love and entertainment.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hip-hop ain't the same, the rules done change. Got these fools blowing up that ain't true to the game. I'm 100% official, no preservatives. And the words I hit are spit you and deserve to hit. And I miss you, keep it real. You ain't got talent and your flow's whack. I'm a throwback, but you can't hang, and everybody knows that. Now you catch your feelings cause you hate that I break. True school day is coming, I can't wait to the date, word of life. You finally hear a brother game tight. Last name Deering, first name Mike. I ain't your idol, but my book is like the Bible, and you can't see what I do when I'm looking deep inside your waves of title. And when you hear the rhyme recital, you'll be hypnotizing days, not even knowing I'm beside you. And I would hate to be my rival. Nobody risks real hip hop the way that I do. About to heat up, crack a brew, spark it up. You need a real dude, not these snakes acting rude or sniffing jet fuel. Watch me take them back to school. Exclusive Marvin would have flipped over to me. Billy Badass engineered and Jay Bosco, he produced it. We had to make a classic banger, something you could move with. Never lost it, never lose it. As long as I got music, I keep the feel going. For real though, rhymes priceless. The nicest understatement to address me, not a gangster. And had the OG bless me with the gift to uplift and speak words to life. I'm different from what these weak herbs is like. They cast off their fame, son, and don't forget where they came from. I'm a legend to you, blood clot, and I'ma show you what the bedroom can do. Peep game, the mic device.
price. It's like a knife when I slice. Ain't gotta say it twice. Michael Deering is nice. Brought skills to the battlefield. Held my ground. And if the crew wasn't around, I still held it down. You can never disrespect me rhyme for rhyme. I'm a beast. If being hot was a crime, did my time, now release. Now the industry ain't safe, the media either. I'm erasing all doubts, so be a believer. Shed tears for many years to be here. Now we here, so beware. I ain't going nowhere. And I swear, all my life, long as my name is Mike, I'm a rep to the death. Until the end of the test. Until there ain't nothing left. Until my very last breath.
I'm eating like a motherfucker. I'm just snacking on this.
Yo, Mike.
Yo.
You dead serious with.
Oh,
you
for real?
Serious. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on. All right? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, hello. What's good?
What's up, my man?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. You doing the damn thing, seriously. I like that last one, the one before that. But I had a question for you.
Okay.
With hip-hop today and the hip-hop you doing, which artist would you work with?
I think I would work with a cat like T.I. I would definitely work with him. You know, cats that are a little older to them, like Eminem, I've worked with Eminem. And but there's not really too many. Well, see, basically, I don't really listen to the radio, so I really don't. I'm not aware of what's going on out there. But the ones that I do like are like Eminem and T.I. because I like to stay in my own zone. You know what I mean? Because
when I listen
to the radio, I tend to start writing like these guys or sounding like these guys. I don't want to do that. I want to just stay in my own lane.
Yeah, I was gonna say stay in your own style because you definitely got it going on, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
With your DJs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Now, let me ask you, Mike and Rashid, how did y'all actually meet up?
Well, we got DJ Mercury on the line. He can break that down.
Oh, okay.
I mean, how do they meet? I just basically, you know, put them on to Rasheen because Rasheen is a real DJ, and I'm a DJ, and, you know, we want to do that four-wheel drive, and, you know, I only rock records. So, you know, I don't use the Serato. So when it comes down to the music, Rasheen can handle both. I got Praise for Days, vinyls. I don't mess with nothing but records. So that was the Michigan component right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basically, because Mercury... I was supposed to do a radio interview on his station up in Albany, and me and Mercury wound up getting cool, and he wound up doing my birthday party right around the corner from my mom's crib in Queens. He brought his equipment all the way up from Albany to Laurelton, Queens, Merrick Boulevard, and did my party. And I saw him go live that night, and I was like, yo, this dude is ill. I think we could make an ill connection, you know what I mean? So we asked Johnny Quest first if he would, you know, be down with it. And Johnny Quest, I don't know, for some reason that situation didn't work out. Much love to Johnny Quest, but unfortunately that situation didn't work out. And then Mercury was talking about Rasheen, and then Rasheen came up to Albany to the radio show, and I got a chance to hear him and everything. And then, you know, it just took shape and form from then on. After I heard him, I was like, yo, Merc, he's ill. Hell yeah, let's do it. And then,
like they said, two heads is better than one.
Exactly.
Word up.
And I got Rasheen staying in my crib right now while we work on this music. So he's staying here with me. He don't have to come from Philly back and forth. He's right here in New York.
Mm.
You know,
we can do everything
we need to do right here. Definitely.
Yeah. That's why I say I'm in four wheel drive, man. Cause I mean, I can hold my own down on the microphone. I don't need a bunch of features and all of that. I got two DJs, so I got four wheel drive. I'm not getting stuck in the snow.
Now let me ask
between Mercury, Rasheen, and Mikey D, you got about 110, 115 years of experience right there. I've been rocking the turntable since 1980. Rasheen since the late 70s, and Mikey D's been spitting on the mic since the early 80s. So.
Oh, yeah, Rich Money. I didn't tell you. DJ Mercury, he used to be the DJ for Professor X of the X Clan before he passed away.
What?
So Mercury got history also. You know what I mean? It's basically three legends in our own time together, man. You know what I mean? We the three musketeers, three the hard way.
Oh, man.
I
definitely
see
you. Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? We got a lot of history and a lot of knowledge with this hip-hop. That's what makes it good with us, you know what I mean? That's why I say, like, when you deal with elements of hip-hop, you come to our show or anything, as soon as you walk through that door, it's like going back to the future. You know what I mean? Because we doing what we used to do back then, but we doing it on a 2013 type of swag. So it's like we make it old school look new again. We did a show for these younger cats. We did a radio show for them recently, and you know, they let us go live, and the things that we were doing, these younger cats had never seen before. So it bugged us out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, let me ask y'all each just individual question, but I want y'all all, you know, to answer it. Now, how do y'all feel about the fact that this iTunes taking over compared to the fact of the record label, like the iTunes and all that, the technology that got dealing with in face of the record label, like the artist going to iTunes and iTunes getting the money? How y'all feel about that?
Go ahead, Mark.
And I don't even know what iTunes is, so I'm going to let pass the question up to the next person.
you stupid. This Mikey D. Me personally, I think I prefer iTunes now. You know what I mean? Because back then, you had the record label and the execs and the A&Rs and the marketing and promotion. You had everybody in your pocket. You know what I mean? You have the labels trying to take your publishing and half of your writers' royalties and things that they didn't deserve. See, nowadays with iTunes and Amazon and this digital age, for cats like us, I don't have to go to a label. I don't have to let the label say, yo, Mikey B, you're 45 years old. You're too old. Because, you know, talent doesn't have an age, and the gift is priceless and endless. You know what I mean? So I can sell my own stuff the same way when I first started, but I didn't have a record deal. I used to sell my tapes and CDs on the street. But now I could do it on the highest scale now, thanks to iTunes and Amazon like that.
Again, he made it easier.
So that's a plus for me.
So, Rasheed, how do you feel about that?
Just like you said, again, they made it easier. It's a blessing for me, but unfortunate for them. But it's definitely a blessing.
Okay.
You know,
I definitely feel y'all on that. Now,
I mean, we're older.
So now, as you being old, like Mikey D said, you know. Sometimes it comes from the parents where, you know, in a certain situation they have to deal with the kids. Do you feel society plays a big part in that when it comes down to the music industry on how they're reflecting on how they're looking at the artists that's coming up now?
Absolutely. The machine, the industry, this whole thing is a money, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And what they want to do is they want to focus on all of the negative things that go on in our community. Because when Cats Like Public Enemy was telling how it was, but in a positive light, they didn't want that. You know what I mean? They'd rather hear these brothers shooting each other. And also, they basically, what do you call it, promoting all of these new drugs on records. Come on, you got to be kidding me, man. The label is putting this music out, and the radio is playing it, man. You know what I mean? So I definitely blame the industry for the trash that's going on. They need real cats like us that have the ear for the music, the pioneers, you know what I mean? They need to be the A&Rs sitting behind the desks and all of that and seeing what comes out. And the radio stations need to respect what these guys are putting out. You know what I mean? Stop trying to capitalize off of all of the negative shit. Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I definitely feel that. We have another caller. Then I want to get into another one of your singles, Beastin', Mikey D. All right?
Woo! Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Hold on. We have another caller. We're going to take this caller real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I just want to really commend you and ask you, did you call LL and formally apologize, or are you just saying it now?
You know, what's funny about that is I had this thought on my mind for a long time to just publicly apologize to LL before we spoke or anything, before any interviews or anything. And out of the blue one day, this was the night of Ice-T's birthday party recently. I just left the studio with Freedom Williams. I was on my way home, and my telephone rang. I wasn't familiar with the number. I usually don't answer the phone when I'm not familiar with the number. But I answered this call, and sure enough, it was LL Cool J on the other line. And I hadn't spoken to this guy in so long, and I had this on my mind to do it. And he called me. I bugged out. So I got a chance to not only do it publicly, but I got a chance to speak to him person to person, man to man, and apologize to him, you know, personally. You know what I mean? It's
right.
You don't understand the feeling that I have right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like an overwhelming feeling that I have right now to be able to do it publicly and personally. It's just a great feeling.
And, you know, and I want to commend you on that because it takes a hell of a man to, you know, to even admit it and to apologize.
Absolutely.
You know?
But, you know, I've been carrying that weight around for years. You know what I mean? But like I said, I used to drink a lot. And after when I stopped drinking and I moved out of the community that I was brought up in, you know, and got a chance to really sit back and look from the outside in on the situation, I saw all of the wrong that was going on. And a big part of the whole thing is I also found God. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be preachy or none of that, but I found God. So, you know,
that's
it's definitely
beautiful.
Real. It's definitely real. And you know what I told LL Cool J? I said it was my ego stopping me from doing that for years.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, I told Cool J I would rather have a friend over an ego any time, and it's good to have my friend back.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's all good.
Does your music, like, interfere with your family life?
Absolutely not. My daughter loves what I do. My daughter was raised on my music. She's 24 years old now. My daughter was rapping since she was two. She loves it. And, you know, and the woman that I'm with to this day, she supports me 100%. You know what I mean? She rolls with Elements of Hip Hop, and she gets CDs pressed up, and she gets her little hustle on, you know. So she's at all of our meetings and practices and all of that. So,
that's,
you know,
beautiful.
I got an all-around support system, which is great, you know.
Right. Well, I just want to say your music is great, and, you know, I know that you're keeping the good man up above first and foremost. So, you know, keep going and keep God first.
Absolutely, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, and stay blessed.
Okay, and you too.
Thank you.
Right, Mike, I want to get into this single, Beastin'. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, Beastin' is funny because the three of us, we were in the studio. We were just wrapping up Been So Long. And Rasheen was playing with the computer and the stuff in the studio and came up with that beat. And then what's his name, DJ Mercury, the crate keeper, he just started doing the scratch, you know what I mean? And we vibing like, holy snap. And they both was like, yo, Mike, you think you can spit something off of this beat too fast or whatever? And, you know, just to let the people know that's listening to this song, this was a one-take record. We did this in one take. You know what I mean? And it came out the way it came out.
Wow.
The beat, the rock, and the scratch, one take, nothing redone. Everything
nothing.
One,
no punching, no nothing. One
that's
shot deal.
That's what you call experience. You understand? That's what you
absolutely
call experience to know with hip hop. And we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by the one and only Mikey D. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is fun, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hell with the drummer. Hit me.
Straight more core. Y'all know what it is already, man. Elements of hip hop, man. I'm in beast mode right about now. It's your boy Mikey D, man. Y'all been sleeping for a minute, you know what I mean? I'm about to beast this one out. Real talk, New York. Yo, I'm the rhyme of prime time. If a chime of fly rhyme, Mikey D, that's me, the alias Einstein. Lead a girl, she the adversary, defeater. I'm the winner, you're the loser. I'm the cutter, you're the bleeder. I'm the rockologist. The rhyme therapeutic, it is. Annihilating foes, so they don't exist. Hard and smart, and I'm incognito. And these other rappers hide me like a swarm of mosquito. Cruising for a boozer for your rude intrusion. These rappers I'm abusing, words all confusing. Desecrating, and I'm also mutilating. Now it's time to go fishing in a shoe that I'm baiting. To a trap that I've set, so welcome aboard. I let you live too long, so now you die by the sword of every power move that proceeds from my mouth. In other words, it's Trump taking you out. Teacher has a rhyme, and I'm signing institution. I'm the writer and reciter of your verbal execution. Write what I write, you sing what I sing. You say what I say, let me tell you one thing. You lived too long and sang the wrong song. The words were all right, but you did it all wrong. Steel rocks, you bite it from the box. And then you say it at a party, cause you know it rocks. You ain't nothing but a nerd, and a taker of my word. Copy in my repertoire, you got your nerve. I'm the highlight tonight, the rap warrior. Taking rappers out, yeah, that's my euphoria. Hip-hop, Hitler, boy, you're in danger. Sending all rappers to the gas chamber. Totally destroying all opposition. I'm busting and never running out of ammunition. A psychopath with a knife in the spleen. Just call me Jason, and today is Friday 13. Rain, shine, 100 Fahrenheit. That's the temperature of my rhymes tonight. Thank God Almighty for a mind like mine. The pop pipe of rhyme as I leave the blind. Silence the world and leave you all dumbfounded. I'm flying high, your flight has been grounded. You wish you were me, that's why you bite me. You walk and you talk, you even sound like me. You are my jock like a diehard goofy. Portray my life like an actor in a movie. Come to my parties, clock and you dock me. You say what I say, then say that you can dock me. You must be crazy, nothing but a zero. I eat that ass up like a tuna fish hero. Go around saying that I can't out-rap you. A fairy godmother must have zapped you. With the dose of brave and bold. But this shit wore off and you was not told. So you better wake up before it's too late. Realize it's 13, not 88. I amaze spectators on my foes I beat. I'm the kid from Lawton, the beast of the east. Trilogy of terror and a poet possessed. I'm the host of death, and you're my guest. And yes, you do it all the time. I'm the rhyme of prime time. Hold that, man. Elements of hip hop. This is what we do. Every day, all day. I'll let you, boy.
Serious we are, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's just what we do.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. You, but you
and,
know,
and another reason why we did that song is just to let, like, the rappers and MCs know what it is. You know what I mean? I can do battle rhymes. I can freestyle. I can, you know, just rhyme. And I can make songs. You know what I mean?
We know that for sure. You know,
it's crazy. We bout it, bro.
Yeah, we know that, because what I want you to do for us real fast, because the segment's about to end, Mike, I want you to kick a freestyle for us.
All right, check it out. Peoples, I drop them all from blocks to the shopping malls. If it's beef, I make it heated like Pac and Smalls. I spit that earthquake that'll rock the walls. Come at me, these brothers ain't got the balls. I blow a brother out the frame, talk a brother out his chain. No reneging on my name. I figured out the game and I remain as one of the best and son of the rest. And I don't drive around with the gun and the vest. You may appeal the motion to be sentenced to death by the one-man band who dissects with one breath. Rhyme Messiah, umpire sire, word amplifier, the rhyme you admire with the lyrics of fire. Sound the trumpets and sing praises to me. Don't wait until I'm big time and act like you knew me. Raise your glass, let your toast be heard, and acknowledge my name as the Lord of the Word. Lord, Mikey D, the world class of diamonds.
stylist, the dialect technician with the voice of promise. Hereby I quote as I promote what I wrote. You know that my rhymes float on any bass fan note. Tonight is forbidden, the rap is unstoppable. The 40 runneth over the floor, it's unmoppable. You'll see, try to contradict me. I am known as the dethroner, tormentor of the enemy. The oradorable prince, the prima donna, got a voice deadlier than the teeth of a piranha. Listen to this, cause you ain't never heard better. Perpetrating suckers, this is my vendetta. You try to hold me back, but you just couldn't do it. You knew that I was good, and I knew that you knew it. Now I'm getting ill with volcanic force, and I'm spitting out rhymes till my voice is hoarse. Barking at you all that said it couldn't happen. Now take a look, I'm the king of all rapping, like Mount St. Helen. I'm bubbling over, drunk off rhymes, and I'm never gonna sober. Sober.
You still stick with it, man. No doubt. I want to say something, but you know, I'm like a Jabba Jabba do what you want to do. So I.
This is 35 years under my belt, man. So it just comes to me, man.
No doubt. Yo, I want to thank y'all. Definitely been an honor. Let everybody know your information. Let them know where they get a single. Let them know what events y'all got coming up. Let them know the shout-outs. Let them know everything right now.
Oh, no question. We got the single, Hip Hop Ain't the Same, with the bonus track, Beast Thing, being released on March 15th. That'll be anywhere digital downloads are available, iTunes, Amazon, whatsoever. April 2nd is the release date for our album, Calm Before the Storm. So it's a banger, 11 banging tracks, you know what I mean, a breath of fresh air to hip-hop. April 1st, we will be live at Epiphany Lounge in Harlem, New York, from 6 o'clock to 10 p.m. It's a listening and album release party. It's going to be a banger. You could catch us on Facebook. We all got Facebook page. Grand Wizard Rasheen on Facebook. Mikey D. Structure on Facebook. DJ Mercury on Facebook. Also, Elements of Hip Hop on Facebook. Got Elements of Hip Hop TV also on Facebook. So y'all need to check that out. We got a lot of things coming, man. Hopefully, we'll get some shows at a theater near you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, like I said, you know, thank y'all for y'all support, you know, everybody.
Absolutely. Yo, I got to definitely give a big shout-out to my big brother, Silver Fox, man. I missed that interview. I'm going to holler at him, though, because we had a ball last night. Got to shout-out Grandmaster Kaz, my idol, my hero.
Word up, Kaz, my man.
JDL. I drove him to the train yesterday. JDL is the man. He is the craziest. My big brother, Tito. Happy birthday, Mike C. and Lisa Lee.
Hey.
You know, everybody that was at the joint last night. Coco and Tasia want to say peace to all of y'all.
Brother Ron. Iris.
Brother Ron.
All of them.
Iris, oh, no doubt.
Word fan.
No,
she's the number one supporter of hip hop.
Yep.
I gotta give her that.
Wow.
And we gotta shout out GQ Palace for letting us in the building, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
No doubt. You know, Mikey D, you welcome back anytime. Mercury, Rasheed, any one of y'all is never a problem.
Thank you.
All you gotta do is hit us up and be like, yo. You know, we ready to come on. It's never a problem. You know, I push stuff back.
All right.
It ain't a problem.
No question.
Right.
Push back.
What it is.
All right. And once again, I want to tell y'all it's an honor, man.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, Dons and Divas. Mercury, Rasheed, and Mikey D.
Yeah.
A little bit of hip hop.
In the very good morning, guys. Well, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers, the listeners. But most of all,
I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I also want to fill y'all in. GQ Palace has 9 episodes a week going down right now, 11 different hosts. On Sundays, we have Spiritual Sunday with Lavina Polite from 7 to 9. She has the most powerful ministers, evangelists, pastors, and elders playing gospel music, as well as quoting scriptures of the Bible. You could call in as well and give your testimony. Starting April 7th, we're going to have Messenger of Light with Eric Bendros from 9 to 10, right after Lavina, from 9 to 10, like I said, on Sundays, followed right behind Spiritual Sunday. On Mondays, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas from 7 to 9. No children, adults only. Right after Steph Dallas from 9 to 10, we have Speaking Out My Point of View with Dr. Feelgood. No children allowed for that episode as well. No children, adults only for Monday episode. On Tuesdays, we have GPS, GQ Palace Sports, with the mayor bringing you the bigger picture. How he say he doing it, hard body karate, from 8 to 10 on Tuesday. That's 8 to 10, GPS, GQ Palace Sports. On Wednesdays, we have the Diva Squad from 7 to 9, bringing you the grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. After Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, starting March 27th, we're going to have Comedy Fallout from 9 to 10 with Rakim Chick Singleton, one of the funniest comedians you ever want to know about and hear about. He's doing big things. He's funny. He's hilarious. And he'll be coming on from 9 to 10 on Fallout Comedy on GQ Palace Radio. On Thursdays, you have Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10 as they bring you the truth to the matter, feedback on relationships. They also have their Facebook Couple of the Week, and they'll be talking to you about reality, things that are going on into reality right now, and also the relationship questions that you choose you need to ask them, because they will give you that truth to the matter feedback. And on Fridays, once again, you're back here with Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with your host, Rich Money. Everybody, y'all be safe out there in the storm. Don't forget, March 16th is going down, the Swagger Ball at Riverbank, 145th Street. Make sure you go. If you ain't get your tickets, make sure you get them now, because they're going fast. Also, a rest in peace to Biggie Smalls. Like I said, we played all Biggie Smalls tracks for the beginning of the episode. I want to tell y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm your host, Rich Money, and you was tuned in to Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio.
It's butter, baby!
I ain't even good with writing. I don't even write shit. I just felt I had to write this letter to Big. Niggas is acting like letter to Big. Yo, dear Christopher Frank White Wallace. Yeah, it's your boy Kiss. I just want to holler. In your memory, I keep Cool G in my closet, yeah. Tango on the rack, fresh pair of Wally. You know I'm still a liquor in the weed, child. Still got Branson on speed dial. And everybody's the king now. You ain't gotta be nice, getting shot at the thing now. Mafia was doing their best, they're separated now. Rock and gutter doing a stretch. Yeah, Kim is still in it to win it. Seen money yell a while ago, but I ain't heard from C's in a minute. People in power is queer. I could go on for a year about how would it be if you were still here. Gamers got cheaper, yeah. Rappers is more commercially successful now, but the heart's a lot weaker. We know me, still got the flow to the pop speakers. First option on offense, top feature. Easy, Big, all you need is a Pro Tools set. And I ain't touched the paper that I was supposed to yet. Everybody that somebody show respect. Only a matter of time before they notice that.
I'm an impeccable lyricist, and with the right mechanics, I can take over, be clear of this. They well aware of Kitty, the light of the city. And I ain't on the label no more, but I'm tighter with Diddy. I got my own plan, handle mine like a grown man. Long as I know I'm nice, fuck it, I'm my own fan. Remix the joints you had, but they could never ever duplicate your swag. Now, meanwhile, I'ma keep pursuing my little plans. And you might bump into a few of my little man. Up there stepping with God. Down here, Mr. C and BK is still rapping hard. Yana's so pretty. CJ turned into Lil Biggie. Just a little lighter, but so witty. On your born day, we get the highest. Ruby's still the best with the garments. He keep me the flyest. Night Patrol is dead. Only right that I take a bottle of Cardi Limon to the head. And before I end it, I gotta say thanks. Not only was the time well spent, it was splendid. Thanks. Miss you, my nigga. One love. That was my letter to Big. You know what I mean? I felt it was only right. I really smoke with the nigga. Drink with him. Sat with him. Talk with him. Kick him.